It's time for Northwest Missouri State Basketball on the Bearcat Radio Network. Let's go courtside for today's game.
Well, good morning and welcome into Bolivar, Missouri, Southwest Baptist University, the home for the SBU Tip-Off Classic. Northwest Missouri State women looking for their first win of the season here on the opening weekend of the college basketball season, battling Henderson State today. Tip-off coming up at noon. Matt Tritton with the broadcast for you today. Engineer back in the studio in Maryville, Kyrese Devine, as we're bringing this one to you. From the SBU Classic Northwest, a tough 68-54 loss to Ouachita Baptist just last night. A ball game, they had a 13-point lead in the first quarter. The offense kind of went flat, and from there, it was Ouachita able to pull away late in that ball game for a 14-point win. On the other side, Henderson State comes into this ball game also 0-1. An 82-73 loss to the home school Southwest Baptist in this classic, as Henderson leading that one for much of the ball game, and led by 8 in the third quarter. But then with about 3.5 minutes to go, Megan Rosenbaum for Southwest Baptist able to put on a bit of a clinic, score 13 straight points for SBU, and led the SBU to a win over Henderson State. So both these teams come in 0-1 on the season. Both of these teams hungry. Last year in the SBU Classic, it was Northwest getting the best of Henderson State, an 81-66 victory in that contest. The Bearcats hoping for much of the same today and getting things rolling here from Bolivar, Missouri. We're going to take a break. Be back with more here on the Bearcat Radio Network.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from Nottoway Valley Bank. With online banking, including remote deposit using your mobile device, the right bank is right at your fingertips. More at nvb.com or at any of their 8 locations. And from Championship Motors in Maryville, across from Walmart. Chad Peterson, Chad Townsend, Derek Schluter, and Maggie Wilson offer a variety of pre-owned cars, trucks, vans, and SUVs. More at championshipmotorsllc.com or at 582-8800. Support also comes from Walker Body Shop and Towing at 420 North Market in Maryville. Celebrating more than 50 years in business, Walker's provides complete collision repair and 24-hour towing. More at 582-3104. Also from Shelter Insurance, providing coverage for auto, home, life, and business, 24-hour claims assistance, and insurance reviews. More info is available from shelter agents Brad Ford of Maryville, Craig Thompson of Albany, Jody Nellison of Savannah, and Larry Olinger of Mound City.
Support for the Bearcats comes from Carson Sports Grill, located on the Maryville Square. Carson's is open for lunch and dinner and offers a selection of sandwiches, appetizers, and more for dine-in or carry-out. More at 582-2699. And from SSM Health Medical Group and St. Francis Hospital in Maryville. SSM Health offers 10 medical clinics and 35 primary care and specialty providers throughout the Bearcat Nation. More at SSMHealthSt.Francis.com. Support also comes from Tri-State Ford Lincoln on South Main in Maryville. Tri-State offers the region a selection of new Ford and Lincoln automobiles, as well as pre-owned vehicles. More at GoTriState.com or at 660-582-3677. Also from Younger Auction Company, Mark Younger and his team simulcast online live auctions in all states. Younger Auction specializes in real estate, farm equipment, collectibles, and antiques. More at YoungerAuction.com.
The Bearcat Pregame Show, underwritten by the J.L. Houston Company.
Well, the Bearcats suffer a tough 68-54 loss just last yesterday afternoon against Ouachita Baptist. The Bearcats, as I mentioned, started off hot, kind of went a little bit stale, ended up losing this game by 14, but it was much closer throughout. Bearcats led by Mallory McAndrews in that ballgame, a junior with 13 points on 4 of 10 shooting, all 4 of her field goals coming from 3-point range. Mallory McConkey, one of the freshmen on this team, stepping up with 11 points in her first collegiate game, and Tanya Meyer getting her first double-double of the season, 10 points and 11 rebounds. Head coach Buck, she'll hoping to get Tanya going in this one. Battled some foul trouble in the first half yesterday, missed about 9 minutes of the second quarter, and so that kind of threw her out of her rhythm for much of that game. Bearcats hoping to get her rolling it today as well. On the other side, you look at Henderson State coming into this basketball game. They put up a good fight against Southwest Baptist, but fell 9 points short. But this is a team that clearly can come out and score. Coach Shield talked about them as being a very athletic club. They have 4 different players finish in double-figure scoring just last night, led by Pink Jones, 18 points, 9 rebounds, 4 assists for the sophomore out of Fayetteville, Arkansas. So this is a team that's very explosive with their athletes. but also a team that is a bit turnover prone as well. Last year, averaged 15 turnovers per game. The SBU Bearcats just last night turned them over 16 times. So there is that chance that they will give the ball away if Northwest forces it. The Bearcats have to do a good job of taking care of the ball themselves. 17 turnovers in their loss to Ouachita Baptist on Friday. Getting set for tip-off here from Bolivar, Missouri. We're going to take a break. When we come back, we'll have the head coach of the Bearcats, Buck Shield. You're listening to the Bearcat Radio Network.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network is provided by the Monks of Conception Abbey, praising God and serving the Northwest community since 1873 through ministries such as the Abbey Guest Center, Conception Seminary College, and the Prenery House. More at conceptionabbey.org. And from Bomley Auto Sales, Bearcat alumnus Joe Bomley has been providing late model program vehicles and pre-owned cars, trucks, and SUVs to the area since 1983. More at BomleyAuto.com or on the lot at the 5 Mile corner south of Maryville. Support also comes from Heinlein Home Furnishings at 1411 South Main in Maryville. Heinlein provides furniture and flooring for every room in the house, as well as mattresses. More information is available at HeinleinHomeFurnishings.com. Also from the Northwest Foundation, providing support for Northwest alumni and the university's funding needs since 1971. More information is available on Facebook or online at nwmissouri.edu/alumni.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from the J.L. Houston Company in Hopkins, manufacturing small truck tanks to large storage tanks, and offers hoses, filters, nozzles, pumps, and other ag and petroleum products. More information is at jlhoustonco.com. And from the Bearcat Booster Club, impacting every Northwest student-athlete by providing a source of funds to improve athletic equipment for teams and programs. Membership information is available at bearcatsports.com. Support also comes from National Investors in Redfield, Iowa, and Northwest alumni R. Joe Smith and Greg Wilson, providing asset protection, retirement planning, estate organization, and insurance options. More at nationalinvestors.com. Also from Pizza Ranch at U.S. 71 and 1st Street in Maryville. Pizza Ranch's buffet is open daily and features pizza and fried chicken with all the trimmings, plus a salad bar with dessert and ice cream. More in-store or at pizzaranch.com.
Support for the Bearcat Pregame Show comes from the J.L. Houston Company.
Northwest women's basketball back in action this afternoon. Game two of the season going up against Henderson State in the SBU Classic. Talking now with head coach Buck Scheel. And coach, one game under the belt now for the freshmen, a chance to kind of get up to game speed. What are you expecting here in game two?
Well, hopefully today they're a little bit more comfortable getting that first one out of the way, kind of calming all those first game nerves, college game nerves, and just the excitement, because last night we showed some flashes of some really good things, but then we also showed our youthfulness and inexperience several times throughout the game as well. And so hopefully coming into today there's a little bit more comfort level as far as that goes, and then they've got that on court experience for one game, and then sitting through another game last night while watching Henderson State play, will hopefully kind of get them to, kind of recognize things more and just understand how hard you have to play at this level.
How much does chemistry kind of play into figuring out who's hot, keep getting the ball, and working through the offense like you talked about?
It's very important. Our biggest thing for us is, when we quit carrying out our game plan and quit doing what's working, then we don't have a lot of other things to fall back on. And yesterday, that's exactly what happened, where we had some really good things going in that first quarter, and all of a sudden we stopped doing them and just kind of started to do our own thing. And so, we just talked about after the game and this morning how every possession is important, and you have to maximize every possession as much as possible.
Do you find a way to try to get Tanya into a groove early in this one and take some of that pressure off some of the young scorers?
Yeah, and the biggest thing with her is she has to stay out of foul trouble. If she picks up a foul early in that first quarter, we got to take her out, because most likely there's a good chance because she's going to get frustrated. She's going to pick up that second one in that first quarter, which then puts her out for the rest of the half. And so I think for her, she just has to be solid right from the start and just understand what she's trying to do, what we're trying to accomplish. And then as well as our guards and our new kids, you know, just letting things happen naturally. I thought yesterday we had a lot of girls trying to make the highlight reel and not just making simple passes, making simple reads, and really exposing what the defense was giving us. And I think today we're going to have those opportunities. You know, it'll be tough just because Henderson State's a really athletic team and they really get out and pressure you. But I think with what we're going to do to try to attack that pressure, we should hopefully be able to expose that pressure a little bit as well.
And Henderson does come in, a team that scored the ball well, four different players in double figures last night. You talk about going with a smaller lineup. Just talk about what they bring to the table and a team you beat last year and choose to come out and get that first win against them tonight.
Yeah, you know, the biggest thing with them is, you know, with those guards that they have and even their inside kids, they're all returners. And so where they were at last year is kind of where we are now. And so, you know, for us, we have to go out and we have to play within ourselves. We have to be able to match their intensity on both sides of the floor. And just box outs are going to be crucial. And our, you know, taking away penetration is going to be crucial. They run a dribble drive offense. And we have to make sure that we have really good angles on our closeouts and we're taking away middle drives, which is what gets them into the flow of their offense. And if we can take that stuff away, we'll be able to hopefully disrupt the chemistry and the flow of their offense. So, you know, for us, I think it's gonna get down to just fighting and competing every possession, and it's got to start right in that first quarter.
Well, Coach, we appreciate your time. We'll talk to you after a win.
Sounds good. Thank you.
That's Buck Shield, Northwest head coach. We'll take a break. Be back with more here on Bearcat Game Day.
Support for the Bearcats comes from the Student Body Screen Printing and Embroidery, located on 4th Street in Maryville. The Student Body provides Bearcat fanwear as well as custom screen printing and embroidery for teams, clubs, and businesses throughout Bearcat Nation. And from Oak Point Assisted Living and Memory Care in Maryville, Oak Point offers private apartments and other services for seniors. More at 660-562-2799 or at oakpointmaryville.com. Support also comes from Compass Dental Group in Maryville. Doctors Bruce and Teal Twaddle and Dr. Brian Veer Toller provide braces, implants, same-day crowns, and general dentistry. More at 660-582-2273 or at compassdentalgroup.com. Also from Maryville Glass and Lock, offering locksmithing, lock installation, repairs, rekeying, and high-security master key system setup and maintenance. More at 660-582-3131, in store at 5th and Buchanan, or at MarryvilleGlassAndLock.com.
Today's game is being underwritten by the Bearcat Bookstore and the Spirit Shop. The bookstore, located inside the Union, opens at 10 a.m. on Saturdays, and the Spirit Shop, inside Bearcat Stadium, opens with the gates on game day. More at nwmissouri.bncollege.com. And from Barnes Baker Automotive, serving North Missouri for more than 75 years. Located on Oklahoma Avenue in Trenton, Barnes Baker provides a full line of Ford cars, trucks, and SUVs. Their inventory of new and used vehicles is online at barnesbakerautomotive.com. Support also comes from Brown's Shoe Fit Company in Maryville. Located in the Marymark Shopping Center, Brown's offers boots from Red Wing, Timberland, Twisted X, and Merrill, as well as arch supports for tired feet. More at 660-582-4641. Also from Pitsenberger Auto Body in Maryville, providing auto collision repair and taking the dents out of accidents. Pitsenberger's also installs Ultimate Truck Bedliners. More at 582-4599 or pitsautobody.com.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from FSB Mortgage, providing first-time and veteran homebuyers assistance with financing needs to fit a budget. More information is available from Jeff Farlow at 816-233-7400. FSB Mortgage, a division of Farmers State Bank. And from the City of Maryville, home to Mazingo Lake Recreation Park. The park provides residents and visitors with an 18-hole golf course, the Watson 9 Junior Course, and indoor golf simulators in 2018. More on Mazingo's golf offerings at MazingoLake.com. Support also comes from Northwest Audiovisual, providing residential, commercial, and auto customers with sales, design, service, and installation of home theater and car audio systems. More information is available at 660-853-2319. Support also comes from Hope Lutheran Church in Maryville and the Lutheran Campus Center next to the Northwest Alumni House. Hope Lutheran offers families and students weekly Bible study, worship, and fellowship. More at MarylandHope.org.
Support for the Bearcat pregame show comes from the J.L. Houston Company.
Just a few minutes away from tip-off here between Northwest Missouri State and Henderson State. Second game of the season for each of these squads in the SBU Classic. Northwest Missouri State, 14-point loss to Ouachita Baptist just one day ago, while Henderson State lost to the host school, Southwest Baptist, 82-73. We'll give you a quick rundown of the projected starters for today's basketball game between Northwest and Henderson State. We start out with the Bearcats. Northwest, just one day ago, going with four freshmen in the starting lineup. That includes a 5'5" freshman from St. Joseph, Missouri, and Central High School, Jalen Haggard. Haggard, all-city, all-conference, all-district in both basketball and softball. Now getting her go on the hardwood here with Northwest Missouri State University. Bearcats also starting a 5'9" freshman from Waukee, Iowa, and Waukee High School, Kylie Coleman. Coleman, a state champion in 2015 with Waukee High School, and just last year averaged 12 points per game for her high school club. Also, Mallory McConkey, a 5'9" freshman from Guilford, Missouri, went to South Nottoway High School just down the road from Maryville. More than 1,500 career points for McConkey during her time at South Nottoway. Bearcats also giving a start to Tanya Meyer, a 5'10" senior from Sioux City, Iowa. Last year, Meyer led the MIAA in scoring with 19.6 points per game. Also had 12 double-doubles. She started her season off just last night with 10 points and 11 rebounds, her first double-double of the season. Bearcats also going with a 5'11" freshman from St. Joseph, Missouri, and Benton High School in Mia Stillman. Stillman got her first career start, of course, yesterday in that opener, and she came out, had a couple points, three rebounds, one assist in the ball game. She did battle some of the foul issues as she picked up four personals and missed quite a bit of time in that second half. But Bearcats hoping to get some good production out of Stillman here this afternoon. On the other side for Henderson State, they're going with a 5'9" sophomore and Pink Jones from Fayetteville, Arkansas. 5'6" senior from Fort Smith, Arkansas, Haley Henson. A 5'7" junior from Houston, Texas, in Tori Thompson. A 6-foot senior from Fairfield, Texas, in Bree Bossier. And that will round out the starting five for Henderson State and Northwest Missouri State University. Just getting set for tip. Looks like they had a few clock issues here, but they are getting those figured out, getting set for the starting lineups on the court as well as the national anthem. So we'll step aside for a quick break. When we return, we will have the tip-off here from the SBU Classic as Northwest Missouri State looks for their first win of the 2017-2018 season. You're listening to the Bearcat Radio Network.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from KFC in Maryville on South Main across from Walmart. KFC offers a daily buffet from 10:30 until 8:30 p.m. and also supplies Bearcat families with original recipe, extra crispy or grilled chicken, and sides for lunch or dinner. And from Northwest Cell, located at 1218 South Main in Maryville. Along with nationwide coverage, Northwest Cell carries a full line of iPhones, iPads, and Androids. More information on plans and devices is at nwmcell.com. Support also comes from Twaddle Realty in Maryville. As a United Country Realtor, Brian Twaddle provides real estate services for residential, farm, and commercial properties. More info is available at 562-7562 or MarylandMoRealEstate.net. Also, from U.S. Bank, providing banking services to Northwest students and the community, U.S. Bank is a proud supporter of Bearcat Athletics and Northwest Missouri State University. More on their products, services, and locations is at usbank.com.
Support for today's game comes from Losh Optometry. Serving Maryville and the surrounding area, Dr. Ryan Losh and his staff provide patients with eye exams, eyeglasses, including progressive and bifocal lenses, contacts, and sunglasses. More at 660-241-5001. And from Rogers Pharmacy in Maryville, St. Joe, Mound City, and Tarkio. The Rogers family has been providing Northwest Missouri families with pharmacy services, medical supplies, and home medical equipment since 1967. More online at RogersRx.com. Support also comes from Nucor LMP in Maryville, producing steel products that are used in agriculture, oil production, and the auto industry. Nucor would like to remind you not to text and drive. Don't let your last text be your last words. More at Nucor.com. Also from Sonic, serving guests for more than 60 years, the entire breakfast and dinner menu is available all day, along with more than 1 million drink and slush combinations. Sonic is at 721 South Main in Maryville and 4 locations in St. Joseph.
The Bearcat Pregame Show, underwritten by the J.L. Houston Company.
And welcome back into Bolivar, Missouri, Northwest Missouri State and Henderson State meeting at the home of the Southwest Baptist Bearcats in the SBU Tip-Off Classic here today. Just want to let you know this segment underwritten by the Kansas City Beer Company, Northwest alum and KC Beer Company founder Steve Hawley has been brewing German-style beer since 2013. Their beer hall and beer garden are in the Waldo neighborhood in South Kansas City. The Kansas City Beer Company also available in bars, restaurants, and retail stores throughout the region. And we do have a slight adjustment here to the Bearcats starting lineup. Mentioned before, Mia Stillman probably getting the start. Well, the Bearcats trying to go with a bit of a smaller lineup, some quicker guards in there. So in place of Stillman, it will be another player from St. Joseph Benton High School in Mallory McAndrews. McAndrews, 4 of 10 shooting yesterday, had 13 points to lead the Northwest Missouri State Bearcats in scoring. So be interesting to see how Mallory can come out and play a player that has only started a few games throughout her career at Northwest Missouri State. As a matter of fact, only two games just last year, but she played in all 27 for Buck Shield squad as a sophomore. She put up about 6 points per basketball game last year, shot 43% from the field, 45% from long range, and so that's kind of what she is. You know, we saw it with Zach Schneider for the men's basketball team for so many years, stepping outside and knocking down a lot of three-pointers, and that is what she does as well. She's a sharp shooter and also a player that's going to give it her all on the defensive end as well. So you can expect the Bearcats to look for a lot out of Mallory McAndrews as this afternoon goes along. And as her junior season goes along, she kind of develops into a bit more of a leader for this team as well. We are just about set to go. Also, a reminder, we have this game streaming on KXCV.org. We also have across the rest of the Bearcat Radio Network, Northwest Missouri State football going against Missouri Western today, looking for a spot in the playoffs, so you can hear that. Also on KXCV.org, the alternate stream, or across the airwaves, including 90.5 FM and 88.9 FM. So Bearcats will come out and go left to right here in the first quarter. Northwest, black tops, black shorts with green numbers and green lining, as well as Henderson State, white jerseys, white shorts, and the maroon numbers and lettering. Bearcats win the tip. Haggard brings the cross. Bearcats going left to right. She has it left side. Top of the key between the circles for McConkie. McConkie has a screen from Tanya Meyer. Dribbles down to the left block. Picks up her dribble. Pivots. Thinks about a shot. Now outside. Left wing for McAndrews. McAndrews inside to Tanya Meyer. Meyer gets into the block. Kick out for Haggard. 9 on the shot clock. Haggard all the way to the bucket, but her shot rejected by Bree Bossier. Bossier, though, trying to get the ball outletted. It's stolen back by Haggard. She gives it off to McConkie. McConkie to Coleman. She'll shoot the three as she comes back from the defensive end. It's off the mark. Rebound comes down to Pink Jones, the sophomore for Henderson State. 40 seconds in, it's nothing-nothing, and Jones throws the ball away. It is picked off there by Tanya Meyer. That is something they do a lot here at Henderson State, turn that ball over. 19 turnovers in their game just last night against Southwest Baptist. Haggard with it just inside the top of the key. Gives it off high post to Meyer. Out to Coleman. Dribbles left off a screen from Meyer, looking in the post for Tanya. Now back out to McConkie. McConkie gets into the paint, picks up her dribble. 6 on the shot clock, out to Jalen Haggard. Haggard guarded by Jones. Bounce pass to Tanya Meyer. Gets away. Coleman scoops it up. Heaves it up at the buzzer, and it is a shot clock violation on the Bearcats as Coleman's shot caught nothing and soared out of bounds. Bearcats are working the ball around, trying to move their offense quick against this very athletic lineup for Henderson State, but not a lot of good looks early on, and Henderson, credit to them there, getting a shot clock violation out of Northwest Missouri State. Reddy's bring the ball up the floor. Pink Jones with it at the high post. Gives it off to Bossier. Right back inside to a cutting Jones, and she lays it in over McConkie. Pink Jones, first points of the game for either team. It's 2-0 in favor of Henderson State. Just over 90 seconds into the ballgame. Hager with it. Screen to her left from Meyer. Dribbles left side into the wing. Hands it off for Kylie Coleman. Coleman guarded by Bree Bossier of Henderson State. Crossover goes in to the left block. Layup too strong off the glass. And the rebound comes down to Bossier. And she hands it off to Pink Jones. Great crossover by Coleman getting into the hoop. But she laid that one off too strong and too high off the glass. And it caromed off. Pink Jones driving in on Mallory McConkie. No luck there with the layup. Rebound comes down to Tanya Meyer. Meyer off to Haggard. Jalen Haggard has an opening. Hands it off to Coleman instead. Coleman out to McConkie. Top of the key. Guarded by Haley Hinson. Senior there for Henderson State. High post. Jump shot. No good for McConkie. Rebound for Tanya Meyer. The putback. No good. McConkie fighting for that offensive rebound. And it's going to be out of bounds off the Bearcats. Getting some good looks. We saw McConkie and Meyer active on the offensive glass yesterday. That time it just did not translate to any points. So Northwest trailing 2-0, 7:35 to go here in the first quarter. Pink Jones brings the ball up the floor for Henderson State, gives it off to Tori Thompson. Thompson gets it out to Haley Estes. Estes, spin move in the paint, leaves it off for Brittany Branham. And Branham, a nice layup to make it a four-point lead for Henderson State. And a great move to get the ball inside by Thompson. Conkey tries to find a cutting Meyer into the right block. Block pass across the lane for Haggard. And that one goes off Northwest Missouri State out of bounds. Now we see Kylie Coleman checking out of the ball game, as well as Tanya Meyer. Mia Stillman will check in. She's a starter yesterday. We also get to see Zoe Hayward for the first time, a 5-foot, 8-inch freshman from Leavenworth, Kansas. Hayward did not get any minutes yesterday, but she is a player that's a very good guard for Leavenworth High School, made the state Final Four every year, including state champion, as a freshman and a sophomore. Henderson State with the ball. It is Blue Jones, Pink Jones' sister, with it. Drives in, goes right block. Looking for Branham. Branham has the ball stolen away from her by McConkie. Now to Haggard. Haggard pushing the ball off the floor to McAndrews. McAndrews looks inside to Stillman. Gets a screen from Stillman to her left. Looks to get it back into the post and set left side now for Haggard. Haggard screen from Stillman. Hands it off now for McAndrews. Thinks about a long three-pointer. Picks up her dribble. Right side for Jalen. Jalen drives in. Kick out. The pop for Stillman. Three-pointer no good. Rebound comes down to McConkie. McConkie dribbles through traffic into the paint. Jump shot too strong, and the rebound comes down to Henderson. Once again, offensive boards for the Bearcats, but they cannot capitalize. Thompson with it left side. Goes up top for Blue Jones. Dribbles into the high post, guarded by Haggard. And a foul on the floor coming up on Jalen Haggard. Hand check on the St. Joseph, Missouri native. So it'll be Tori Thompson of Henderson State inbounding baseline right. 6:06 to play in the opening quarter, a four-point Henderson State lead. Hayward guarding Estes as the entry pass comes in. Estes dribbles into the paint, out to Jones, up top for Estes once again. She gets a screen, dribbles left into the left block, off the glass, and it rattles home. Bucket for Haley Estes, 7 points. In their loss to Southwest Baptist, gets her first bucket there, and as Haggard's bringing the ball to the floor, she gets bumped by Blue Jones in a foul here on the Reddies. First team foul on Henderson State, and the first foul, of course, on Blue Jones. Haggard heads to the bench as Aubrey Benson checks in for her first minutes. Benson, a junior out of Omaha. Entry pass comes in. She drives in. Left block. Picks up her dribble. Out to Stillman. Now to McConkie. McConkie driving right side to the block. All the way in. Off the glass. No good. Ball tipped out of bounds. They're going to say off Hayward of Northwest. McConkie has a quick move. Able to get in there. But as she has a defender come over, she tries to get that contested shot up. It is just not quite falling for her yet this afternoon. Pink Jones with it into the paint. Turnaround jump shot no good. Rebound comes down for Mallory McConkie. And McConkie will bring it up herself. Cross midcourt guarded by Pink Jones. all the way down into the right wing. Now back up between the circles, right side for Aubrey Benson. Benson dribbles in, high post, now inside to Stillman. Up over the smaller Blue Jones, and Mia Stillman knocks down the bucket, giving Northwest their first points of the day. Good job by Northwest getting Stillman matched up against the much smaller Blue Jones, and Stillman able to use her size in the post move to get the first bucket for Northwest. Lanny Snowden gives it off here for Haley Henson. She shoots a deep three for Henderson State, and as the rebound comes down, a foul coming up on Blue Jones. Good box out by Mallory McAndrews, and Jones went over the top, and the foul coming up on Henderson State. So with 4:49 to go in the first quarter, Northwest Missouri State trailing Henderson State 6-2, but trying to find some momentum here. We have a timeout on the floor. We'll take a 90-second break with them. You're listening to the Bearcat Radio Network.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from the J.L. Houston Company in Hopkins, manufacturing small truck tanks to large storage tanks and offering hoses, filters, nozzles, pumps, and other ag and petroleum products. More information is at jlhoustonco.com.
Support for today's game comes from Tri-State Ford Lincoln on South Main in Maryville. Tri-State offers the region a selection of new Ford and Lincoln automobiles as well as pre-owned vehicles. More at gotristate.com or at 660-582-3677.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from Nottoway Valley Bank. With online banking, including remote deposit using your mobile device, the right bank is right at your fingertips. More at nvb.com or at any of the 8 locations.
Support for the Bearcats comes from Pizza Ranch at US 71 and 1st Street in Maryville. Pizza Ranch's buffet is open daily and features pizza and fried chicken with all the trimmings, plus a salad bar with dessert and ice cream. More in store or at pizzaranch.com.
Support for the Bearcats comes from Northwest Cell, located at 1218 South Main in Maryville. Along with nationwide coverage, Northwest Cell carries a full line of iPhones, iPads, and Androids. More information on plans and devices is at nwmcell.com.
Support for today's game comes from SSM Health Medical Group and St. Francis Hospital in Maryville. SSM Health offers 10 medical clinics and 35 primary care and specialty providers throughout the Bearcat Nation. More at SSMHealthSt.Francis.com.
Northwest ball out of the timeout. Bearcats trailing 6-2, 4:45 to go here in the first quarter. Aubrey Benson dribbles up left side, hands off for Zoe Hayward. Freshman from Leavenworth dribbles over to the right side, gives it back to Benson. Benson screened from Stillman, gets in high post, dribbles back out three-point line. Now Hayward looks inside, back out between the circles for Benson. 10 on the shot clock. Stillman working inside, goes up right hand, shot no good. Little bump there from Haley Henson as Henson hit the deck, and the rebound comes down for Pink Jones of Henderson State. Jones kick out for Tori Thompson. Thompson trying to drive off that left corner, but she slid her pivot foot and traveled with it. So the ball will go back to Northwest. That is turnover number 3 on Henderson State. Bearcats have given the ball away twice already in this ballgame. Turnovers plagued both teams in their losses just last night. 19 for Henderson State and 17 turnovers for the Bearcats. Zoe Hayward between the circles, right side for Benson. Screen from Meyer. Benson picks up her dribble. Backdoor cut from Meyer. The pass tipped out of bounds. Benson trying to fit that one into a tight window to a backdoor cutting Tanya Meyer, and it went off Meyer's hands out of bounds after it was first deflected by a Henderson State defender. So 6-2 is still our score. Both teams struggling shooting early on. Bearcats 1 of 9 from the field. Lanny Snowden with it, driving on McAndrews, gets into the left block. Off-balance shot, no good. Rebound bounces around. Snowden picks it back up. It hits the back of the rim. No good again. And another offensive rebound for Brittany Branham and Henderson State. She gets it out to Haley Henson. Henson now right side for Tori Thompson. Driving on Tanya Meyer. Floats the pass inside to Branham. One dribble ball nearly stolen away by Benson. Now back out to Pink Jones. 12 on the shot clock. Jones dribbling into the free throw line. Passed into the paint. Little shot off the back of the rim. Man, it falls through. Well, Pink Jones had to work hard for that one, but she got it to fall. It's an 8-2 lead now for Henderson State. 3 minutes to play in the opening quarter. Bearcats trying to find a rhythm on offense. McConkie with it left side. Goes left wing for a Hayward. Inside to Tanya Meyer. Trying to get Tanya going. Working against Pink Jones. Goes up. She gets fouled as she tries to lay that one in the right side. And Tanya going to the free throw line. And I believe that was just Tanya's second shot attempt of the day. So they're getting her some looks, but she has not had too much luck just yet of getting any open looks, but she knocks down her first free throw. The Bearcats have done a good job a few times. We've seen Stillman come down. We've seen Meyer Gump come down. And they find a way to get matched up against a much smaller guard. And that's worked in the Bearcats' favor on their possessions where they've scored. We'll see if Coach Shields' team can continue to do that as Meyer knocks down both free throws. Kylie Coleman checks back into the ballgame for Northwest. Jones brings it down, gets into the right block, picks up her dribble, guarded by McConkie. Gets it out to Thompson. Thompson drives in, throws up a floater in the lane, off the back of the rim, and it falls through, plus the foul. Torrey Thompson, the friendly roll here on the Southwest Baptist court, and also got a bump there, too. Foul coming up on Zoe Hayward, her first, third team foul. Second team foul on Northwest. So 10-4 the score as Torrey Thompson to the free throw line. And she hits. 3 points in the ballgame now for the 5'7" junior from Houston, Texas. Had 15 points last night against Southwest Baptist. Benson walks across half court, guarded by Jones. Screen to her right from Meyer. Tries to take it all the way in, and a bump foul going to be called here on Brittany Branham. Good drive by Benson, and a kick out to McConkie looking for the three, but the foul on the floor previous to that. That's 14 fouls now on Henderson, so the Bearcats one away from getting into the bonus. Inbound pass to Hayward, right back to Benson. Good find. Bucket plus the foul. A good cut by Hayward, then going right back to Benson as she filled into the paint where she saw the opening, and Arbery able to have the body control to lay that one in, plus the foul. And Benson to the free throw line where she was 50% just yesterday. Free throw on the way is good. Bearcats back within four, 11-7 to score. I think that's a big possession for Benson as well. She's a player that came off the bench yesterday, 1 of 6 shooting. She was 50% from the free throw line. And she also turned the ball over 5 times, so able to have a positive possession there. Bearcats back within four. It is Estes with it for Henderson State. Gets it up top to Haley Henson. Shot clock winding down. Guarded by Benson. Picks up her dribble. Pass tipped by Hayward. She scoops up the steal. Come back the other way. The Bearcats have numbers. 2-on-1. Pass across the paint to McConkie. Into the paint. Lays it up off the glass and in. McConkie gets her first bucket of the game. The Northwest Bearcats back within two. Estes working quickly the other way. Goes in. Shot blocked by McConkie. Mallory McConkie, she is all over the place. Active hands, getting shot attempts on both ends, and she's a player that looks like she never tires out. McConkie with it, top of the key, goes right side for Hayward, inside to Tanya Meyer. Meyer working on Thompson, goes up, jump hook is good. Now we have this ball game all knotted up at 11 apiece after Tanya Meyer hits that shot. Thompson with it, top of the key, goes left side for Estes, drives in, shot blocked by McConkie. They're going to get her for a foul this time though. Well, just in a few possessions, the Bearcats able to pick things up there on the offensive end, and it starts with the quick inbound to Hayward, the good find by Hayward right back to Benson, and then the and-one opportunity there, then they roll that into a couple good buckets in back-to-back possessions, tie ball game. Free throws coming, though, for Henderson State from Haley Estes. The first one is no good. Now Mallory McConkie will check out of the ballgame, getting a break. Well-earned rest for what she's been doing both offensively and defensively. And Mallory McAndrews checks in for her. Second free throw from Estes. Rattles around the rim and it falls through this time. And that gives Henderson State a 12-11 lead on Northwest. Bearcats haven't led in this one, but they've clawed back to tie it up. And now down one after the free throw. Hayward, ball knocked away from her. It is picked up, heading the other way. It is Brittany Branham all the way in. Shot no good on the layup. Aubrey Benson scoops it up, throws it ahead to Tanya Meyer. Meyer has the ball knocked away from her by Torrey Thompson. It looked like an opportunity for the Bearcats to cherry pick a little bit with Meyer all by herself, but Thompson, a good job recovering on the other end. Snowden drives in, kicks the ball out to Haley Henson. Henson trying to drive on Hayward into the block, picks up her dribble in the paint. Little scoop shot from the right side, no good. Rebound comes down to Tanya Meyer. Meyer gives it off to Benson. She walks it up the court. 22 seconds on the shot clock, 32 seconds on the game clock. First quarter coming to a close. Bearcats down by one. Kylie Coleman between the circles to McConkie. Left side for Benson. Benson dribbles left off the screen for Meyer. Inside to Tanya now. going up over Torrey Thompson's shot. No good. Fight for the offensive rebound, but Thompson pulls it down. Henderson State pushing it ahead. Across to an open Haley Henson. 4-3. No good. Off the front of the rim. The rebound comes down to Zoe Hayward. 5 seconds on the game clock. Hayward bringing the ball up the floor all the way in. Right hand layup is good with 1 second to go on the game clock. And the buzzer sounds. Northwest takes a 13-12 lead at the end of the first quarter. The Bearcats started slow, but putting things together there late. And they lead this one by one after Hayward gets her first bucket as a Bearcat. Second quarter is on the way, but first we're going to take a 90-second timeout. You're listening to the Bearcat Radio Network.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from Mosaic Life Care, offering patients a cardiac scoring test, which could prevent a heart attack in patients at risk for heart disease. A full list of Mosaic services or their 60 clinics in Missouri and Kansas is available at mymosaiclifecare.org.
Bearcat Radio broadcasts are brought to you by Championship Motors in Maryville across from Walmart. Chad Pearson, Chad Townsend, Derek Schluter, and Maggie Wilson offer a variety of pre-owned cars, trucks, vans, and SUVs. More at championshipmotorsllc.com or at 582-8800.
Support for today's Bearcat broadcast comes from Carson Sports Grill, located on the Maryville Square. Carson's is open for lunch and dinner and offers a selection of sandwiches, appetizers, and more for dine-in or carry-out. More at 660-582-2699.
Today's broadcast is brought to you by Heinlein Home Furnishings at 1411 South Main in Maryville. Heinlein provides furniture and flooring for every room in the house, as well as mattresses. More information is available at HeinleinHomeFurnishings.com.
Today's game is being underwritten by the Northwest Foundation, providing support for the Northwest Alumni Association and the university's funding needs since 1971. More information is available on Facebook or online at nwmissouri.edu/alumni.
Out of the timeout, a bucket there for Henderson State. Makes it 14-13, in favor of the Reddies. Bearcats took lead at the end of the first quarter. We have a foul coming up on the Reddies as they come back on the other end. I believe that was Torrey Thompson on that bucket coming out to start the second quarter. And Bree Bossier checks out, checks in as Snowden takes a seat for Henderson State. Inbound to McConkie, right back to Haggard. Off the front of the rim, no good. And it caroms off to Lanny Snowden. Torrey Thompson with it. Drives in right side against Coleman, goes baseline, kicks it out for Haley Henson. Henson goes up, the floater over Stillman, no good. Rebound for Bossier, and the putback over McConkie. Well, Bossier had to fight for that one, but it gives a three-point lead back to Henderson State. Haggard to McConkie between the circles, dribbles right side, looking to get to McConkie. Now they'll swing it back around instead for Haggard on the left side. Dribbling into the paint, looking for a kick out. Haggard goes baseline. They're going to get her for a carry as she looked like she was going to kick the ball out and just let that one sit in the palm of her hand too long before she drove around her defender. So a turnover on the Bearcats. And that'll be turnover number 6 on Northwest. Step back three-pointer from Torrey Thompson, and she knocks it down. Wow. Not a bit of hesitation from a Henderson State junior from Houston, Texas there. Makes it a 19-13 lead for the Reddies. Bearcats had to dig their way out of a hole in that first quarter. Now facing a deficit once again here in the second. 8:35 to play in the first half. McConkie to a cutting Coleman. Nice little post move. Shot no good, though, and the rebound comes down to Torrey Thompson. Thompson is everywhere for Henderson State here in this second quarter. Gets a screen to her left. Dribbling into the block. Kicks it out for Haley Henson. Henson driving on Haggard. Into the paint. Throws up the little floater. Shot's good, but they're going to get her for a double dribble before she gets the shot off. Chalk that up to another turnover on Henderson State. Both these teams combining for 11 turnovers in the first half. Coach Shield calls out the play from the sideline. And the Bearcats begin to run it with McConkie top of the key. Right side for Haggard. A couple dribbles to her right. He's swinging around. Stillman now to Coleman. Coleman between the circles. Left side for McConkie. Looks inside trying to get it to Stillman. McConkie into the post. Goes up. Fading away, jump shot off the glass, no good, and the rebound comes down to Lanny Snowden. Snowden brings it up for Henderson, dribbles into the high post, kicks it out for Estes. Estes gets into the paint, now inside to Bossier, goes up against Stillman, and a bump being called on the freshman from St. Joseph. Foul on Stillman. We'll send Bossier to the line. That is personal foul number one and team foul number one on the Bearcats. As the first free throw is good. And Stillman now checks out of the ballgame. Tanya Meyer will come in. Meyer started to get things going there late in that first quarter. Hit a couple free throws. Also a big bucket for the Bearcats as well. She has 4 points. As Northwest now trailing 20-13 at another free throw coming for the senior for Henderson State. Bossier knocks them both down. ...21-13 with 7:30 to play. Bearcats down by 8. Haggard top of the key. Gets it over to Benson. Now right side for Haggard. Looks inside to Meyer. McAndrews. She fires up a three-pointer. No good. Offensive board for Meyer. Put back. No good. And the rebound comes down to Thompson of Henderson. Bearcats have some looks. Can't finish. And now a wide open Bossier in the lane. Thompson floated that one over the entire defense as she was running back down the floor. Opens up a 10-point lead for the Reddies. 7 minutes to go now in the first half. Benson up top, right side for McAndrews. Gets a screen from Tanya Meyer. Step back, thought about a three, left side now for Benson. Benson guarded by Bossier, gets a screen to her left from Tanya. 8 on the shot clock. Haggard around to McAndrews. Left open for three. Mallory off the front of the rim, no good. Long rebound, though, for Tanya. Between the circles for Haggard, the Bearcats a fresh 30 on the shot clock. Left side for Benson to screen from Meyer. Dribbles into the left block. Nearly traveled with it. Now up top for Coleman. Coleman right side for Haggard. 15 on the shot clock. Looks inside to Tanya. Right corner for Coleman. Down to 8 on the shot clock. Benson with it. Trying to turn that corner. Gets into the block. Goes up. Layup no good, but the foul is called. And this one's going to be on Brittany Branham of the Henderson State Reddies. So Benson, not a great free throw shooter last year, 60% during her sophomore year, made 3 of 6 yesterday. She's already 1 for 1, now 2 for 2 as she knocks down her first in this set of free throws. And Stillman checks back into the ballgame. Meyer will take a seat. On the floor for the Cats, Benson, McAndrews, Haggard, Coleman, and Stillman. 6:12 to go in the first half. Second free throw short. And the rebound comes down for Bossier. And she gives it off to Maddie Nichols, getting her first minutes of the game for Henderson State. To Bossier, now to Alexis Weber. Weber off to Snowden. Now they get it back up top. For Haley Henson. Henson drives in to Bossier. Layup is good with 7 seconds on the shot clock. The Bearcats had to work for such a long time on that end to try to get a stop, and still results in points for Henderson State, now up by 11. McAndrews to Benson at the right wing. Gets a screen to her left from Stillman. Stillman rolls off. Now Haggard gets it into her. In the right block goes up. That shot way off the mark, and the rebound comes down for Lainey Snowden. They're going to get her for a double dribble. Tanya Meyer getting back into the ballgame, taking the place of Kylie Coleman. And we'll see Lexi Kachek check in for Henderson State. Haggard, baseline left, inbounds to Benson in the short corner. Gets in, baseline drive, goes up, shot no good, but she gets fouled from behind by Alexis Weber. That's one thing that Benson can bring to the table, that ability to get to the rim. She's done it quite a few times today. That's her third trip to the free throw line. So with 5:18 to go here in the first half, the Bearcats trying to claw their way back from an 11-point deficit. First free throw from Benson on the way and good. She's 3 of 4 from the free throw line so far today. One more coming in this trip. Bearcats down by 10 and down by 9. Benson knocks them both down. She has 6 points. She's leading all Bearcats. in scoring. Tori Thompson brings it down for Henderson State, and she drives right by Benson, gets those 2 points back to open up that 11-point lead once again, 10 points on the day for Thompson. Benson left side, screen from Stillman, drives in, tried to wrap a pass around to Stillman, but Mia was not even anywhere near her, and she just throws the ball out of bounds, and Buckshield needs a timeout. We'll go ahead and take this timeout with them. Northwest down 27-16, 90-second timeout. You're listening to the Bearcat Radio Network.
Support for today's Bearcat broadcast comes from national investors in Redfield, Iowa, and Northwest alumni R. Joe Smith and Greg Wilson, providing classes in retirement and estate planning, Social Security maximization, and Veterans Affairs. More at nationalinvestors.com.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from the Bearcat Booster Club, impacting every Northwest student-athlete by providing a source of funds to improve athletic equipment for teams and programs. Membership information is available at BearcatSports.com.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from Tiffany Care Centers. Their 6 locations offer short and long-term rehab, 24-hour skilled nursing care, respite care, as well as one-on-one speech, occupational, and physical therapy. More at TiffanyCare.com.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from FSB Mortgage, providing first-time and veteran homebuyers assistance with financing needs to fit a budget. More information from Jeff Farlow, 816-233-7400. FSB Mortgage, a division of Farmers State Bank.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from King City Lumber, specializing in post-frame and all-steel construction. King City Lumber provides planning, design, and construction services for commercial and residential buildings. More information is at kingcitylumber.com.
Support for the Bearcats comes from the Bearcat Bookstore and the Spirit Shop, supplying game day apparel for men, women, and kids, as well as gifts, accessories, and Northwest logo items. The Union location opens at 10 a.m. on game day. More at nwmissouri.bncollege.com.
27-16 is the score in favor of Henderson State. McAnders nearly comes up with a steal out of the timeout. Snowden with it, hands it off to Thompson. Into the left corner, 10 seconds on the shot clock for the Reddies. Snowden out to Estes, puts up a shot, no good. Rebound comes down to Tanya Meyer. Meyer off to Haggard. Meyer now left side for Aubrey Benson. Benson guarded by Bree Bossier, right side for Jalen Haggard. Haggard right wing for McAndrews, 3-point shooter for the Bearcats, guarded tightly now, 10 on the shot clock. Cross to Haggard. Haggard into the corner. Aubrey Benson. She wants a three-pointer. That one around the rim, no good. Rebound comes down to Lanny Snowden. Bearcats still struggling to shoot now. 5 of 23 from a field. 0 of 6 from three-point range. Henderson wants a three-pointer. That one no good. From the hand of Haley Henson. Goes out of bounds. And the Bearcats get the ball back. A team with a lot of three-point shooters and can do a very, can be very deadly from deep. Really struggling to hit today. 0 of 6. Haggard with the top of the key. She drives in and a foul on Stillman with an illegal screen. And now Coach Shield getting his bench active. Mallory McConkey is going to check into the ballgame for Stillman. Second personal foul on Stillman. And a bit of what we saw yesterday in the first quarter with the Bearcats coming out, getting a 13-point lead. Then it kind of slipped away from them. We see them fight back and take a lead in the first quarter after getting down by a lot, and Henderson able to take advantage of the youth as they get another bucket there, this time from Lanny Snowden. On the backdoor cut, so Bearcats down 29-16. Benson, top of the key, right side for McConkey. Into Tanya Meyer in the right block. Meyer goes up, shot around the rim, and it's it good. Both the Bearcats want to come back in this one. Getting Tanya Meyer hot will go a long way toward that. She has 6 points. 29-18 is the Henderson State lead. Three-pointer on the way. No good. Rebound for Tori Thompson. Shot blocked by Tanya Meyer. Estes with that errant three-pointer earlier in the possession for Henderson. Benson brings it down for Northwest. Kicks it out. McAnders, she's open for three. That one partially blocked in the corner by Henderson State and Haley Estes. Thompson walks up the floor for Henderson. Right side guarded by McConkey. Her pass tipped away by McAndrews, scooped up by Tanya Meyer. Bearcats getting some stops. Need to turn these stops into points on the other end. The Bearcats going left to right here in the second quarter in their all-black uniform with the green numerals and green lettering. Aubrey Benson into Tanya Meyer. Layup off the glass. It rolls around and in. And Henderson State needs a timeout as the Bearcats trying to mount a comeback here in the second quarter. 2:20 to go. We have a 30-second timeout on the floor. We'll take it with them. Bearcats down by 9.
Support for KXCV KRNW comes from Maryville Glass and Lock. Greg Fisher and his team offer installation and service of overhead doors from Rainer and LiftMaster operators. More at 660-582-3131, in-store at 5th and Buchanan, or at MaryvilleGlassAndLock.com.
Support for the Bearcats is from Steve and Dan Miller at Miller Financial and Insurance Center in Maryville, providing investment management, retirement planning, and insurance protection for farm, home, and auto. More information at 660-224-2300 or MillerFinancialInsurance.com.
2:20 to go here in the first half. Bearcats down by 9. A little bit of a comeback, though. We've seen a couple possessions. Tanya Meyer getting into the act. She has 8 points in the ballgame. Meyer also pulled down 6 rebounds, could be on the way to a second straight double-double. Torrey Thompson brings it up for Henderson State, going right to left here in the second quarter. Guarded tightly by McConkie, gets it out to, looks like Estes, guarded by Zoe Hayward, dribbles into the left block, back out to Thompson. Couple dribbles in, short corner, jump shot from 10 feet away is good. Torrey Thompson is having herself a first half. She has 12 points as Henderson State leads this one by 11. Tagger to Tanya Meyer. She takes a step back. Meyer lets the three fly, and it is good. Tanya is heating up. 11 points now in the ballgame for the senior from Sioux City, Iowa. She had that one feet on the line, just took one step back and let it fly, and it went down. Thompson guarded by Hayward, trying to get to a backdoor cutting Snowden. Inside to Weber. Goes up right hand. Layup no good. Rebound comes down to Tanya. She gives it off to Jalen Haggard. 1:23 to go here in the first half. Haggard, she wants a deep three of her own. Gets knocked to the ground. Shot no good. Rebound comes down to Torrey Thompson. Not a great look there for Haggard, letting it fly from deep. Snowden on the other end. She's left open. Floats a pass inside to Lexus Weber. Weber, kick out. Three-pointer from Haley. Hits and is good. And the Bearcats making a comeback, making a charge. Not great offensive possession with poor shot selection in the other end. It results in a three-pointer for Henderson State to get it right back. McConkie inside to Tanya Meyer. Shot no good. Rebound comes down to Weber. 45 seconds to go in the first half. Bearcats down by 11. Torrey Thompson right side. And a foul away from the ball. This one coming up on Tanya Meyer. Coach Shield putting his hands up. Not happy with that call at all. Seconds to go in the first half. Bearcats down by 11. Thompson inbounding. Gets it into Haley Henson. Henson on the right block going up against Haggard. Goes up and she walks with it. Couple shuffle steps as she was working her way in on McAndrews. Haggard, and she walked with it. So the travel gives it back to Northwest with 30 seconds to go in the half. 19 on the shot clock, 26 on the game clock. Stillman left side for Hayward. Gets a screen. Zoe Hayward dribbling in right block. Goes all the way up. Lays it in. But a foul plus the bucket. Wow. An NBA continuation right there. It looked like Hayward was fouled near the free throw line. Couple steps. Laid it in. And they're going to give her the bucket plus the foul. 3-point opportunity coming for Zoe Hayward. And Henderson State of fans and coach letting the officials know that that one was maybe extended a little bit longer than it should have been. But the Bearcats will take it back down by 9. Free throw on the way for Zoe Hayward. Hayward last year averaged 11 points, 6 rebounds per game for Leavenworth. Knocks down the free throw. She has 5 points in the contest. 15 seconds to go in the half. The Bearcats claw their way back within 8. Torrey Thompson between the circles. Tries to get a pass off. It's stolen by McConkie. McConkie coming the other way. 5 on the game clock. Gives it off to Haggard. Haggard dribbling right. Gets to the baseline. Layup. Shot is blocked, comes down to Snowden, and that is how the first half comes to an end. Bearcats have had opportunities, just haven't capitalized on too many, and they find themselves down 34-26 at halftime. We'll go ahead and take a 2-minute timeout and be back with more here on the Bearcat Radio Network.
Today's broadcast is brought to you by Brown Shoe Fit Company in Maryville. Located in the Mary Mart Shopping Center, Brown's offers footwear from Under Armour, Sperry, Asics, Chaco, as well as fashion boots for women. More at 660-582-4641.
Today's game on the Bearcat Radio Network comes from Northwest Audiovisual, providing residential, commercial, and auto customers with sales, design, service, and installation of home theater and car audio systems. More information is available at 660-853-2319.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from Hope Lutheran Church in Maryville and the Lutheran Campus Center next to the Northwest Alumni House. Hope Lutheran offers families and students weekly Bible study, worship, and fellowship. More at MarylandHope.org.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from Millen Dinsdale Seed Company in Maryville and Oregon. Representing Golden Harvest corn and NK soybeans, Millen Dinsdale reminds you that there are no practice fields in farming. More at MillenDinsdaleSeed.com.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from the Maryville Daily Forum, in print or online at MarylandDailyForum.com. The Daily Forum provides local news, sports, and information Monday through Friday. More at 660-562-2424.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from Northwest Missouri Regional Credit Union at the Highway 71 East South Avenue intersection, serving Nottoway County employees, Northwest alumni, and 19 school districts across the area. Northwest Missouri Regional Credit Union. Today, tomorrow, together.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from Walker Body Shop and Towing at 420 North Marcus Street in Maryville. Celebrating more than 50 years in business, Walker's provides complete collision repair and 24-hour towing for cars and trucks. More at 660-582-3104.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from Consumers Oil Company in Maryville. Since 1928, Consumers has been supporting farmers in Northwest Missouri by providing refined fuels, feeds, and propane. More information is at ConsumersOilMaryville.com.
Support for today's game comes from Lane's Network One, providing computer and tablet repair, virus removal, computer sales, and in-home repair service. More information is available at 660-241-4003.
Support for the Bearcats comes from Gardner Family Dentistry in Maryville. Dr. Jeff Gardner and his staff specialize in treating the whole family with a focus on kids of all ages. Other services include implants, crowns, and general dentistry. Now accepting new patients. More at MarylandSmiles.com.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from Carlson Seed in Blanchard, Iowa. Carlson Seed's been family-owned since 1973 and distributes DeKalb Asgrow seeds, chemicals, precision planting products, and more. For more information, visit CarlsonSeed.com.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from Home by Sonia at 103 South Main in Maryville. Home by Sonia provides full-service interior styling along with custom window coverings, flooring, furniture, and more. Information is available online at HomeBySonia.com.
Support for the Bearcats comes from Ziegler Ag Equipment. Ziegler carries new and used tractors, combines, and sprayers, and provides equipment repairs and maintenance. Locations in Maryville, Chillicothe, and Marshall. More information at ZIEGLERAG.com.
We're at halftime here from Bolivar, Missouri, the SBU Tip-Off Classic. Northwest looking for their first win of the season, taking on Henderson State this afternoon. Northwest trailing the Reddies 34-26 at the break. Bearcats shooting just 9 of 31 from the field, 1 of 9 from three-point range. That one make came from Tanya Meyer, her only attempt from long range so far this afternoon. Tanya, 11 points, 9 rebounds in the first half to lead the Bearcats. She has shot 4 of 8 from the field. Bearcats also getting 6 points from Aubrey Benson. Found some momentum there in the first half. Did a good job shooting from the free throw line as well, something she struggled with in the past. Really doing a good job, 4 of 5 from the free throw line. Also an and one opportunity earlier in the game as well. Bearcats also getting 5 points from Zoe Hayward, 2 points from Mallory McConkey, and 2 points from Mia Stillman there in that first half. Bearcats, though, turn the ball over 8 times already, on pace to turn it over 16 times. Once again, they turned it over 15 and a half times per game just last year. So that's something they're still working on correcting. Henderson State struggled with giving the ball away, though, too. They have 9 turnovers in the first half. Henderson, big difference in this ball game. Northwest shooting 29% from the field. Henderson is 50% from the field, 14 of 28 shooting. Only 2 of 6 from three-point range, but they're making most other shots they're taking, which is making up for it as well. The Reddies being led by Tori Thompson. She has 12 points, also getting 8 points from Brie Brassier, 4 points from Pink Jones, 3 points apiece from Haley Estes and Haley Henson, 2 points apiece from Lanny Snowden and Brittany Branham. Henderson also out-rebounding the Bearcats at halftime, 21 42-15. So the Bearcats trailing this one 34-26. Hopefully can find their stroke shooting, find their stroke from deep and get something going there in this second half and prevent an 0-2 start to the season. Last year came down here, beat Wichita Baptist, beat Henderson State on their way to a 5-0 start to the season. So the Bearcats got younger. They have quite a few players that got good experience, now juniors this year, but got quite a bit younger with four freshmen starting this year. So just one thing that they're working on and trying to figure out to get that right chemistry on the floor and get those players some much-needed minutes here early on in the season. Northwest trailing by 8 here at halftime. We'll take a break. Be back with more from Bolivar, Missouri.
Support for Bearcat Radio comes from the J.L. Houston Company in Hopkins, manufacturing small truck tanks to large storage tanks, and offers hoses, filters, nozzles, pumps, and other ag and petroleum products. More information at jlhoustonco.com. And from Nottoway Valley Bank, with 8 locations, NVB has been serving generations of Northwest Missouri families for almost a century and a half. The right bank is right at your fingertips at nvb.com. Support also comes from Shelter Insurance, providing coverage for auto, home, life, and business, 24-hour claims assistance, and insurance reviews. More info is available from Shelter Agents Brad Ford of Maryville, Craig Thompson of Albany, Jody Nelson of Savannah, and Larry Olinger of Mound City. Also from Carson Sports Grill on the Maryville Square. Carson's is open for lunch and dinner and offers a selection of sandwiches, appetizers, and more for dine-in or carry-out. More information at 582-2699.
Support for today's game is provided by Younger Auction Company. Mark Younger and his team simulcast online live auctions in all states. Younger Auction specializes in real estate, farm equipment, collectibles, and antiques. More at YoungerAuction.com. And from Bullseye Trading in Maryville, located at 1115 East 1st Street and open from 10 a.m. to 6 p.m. Monday through Saturday. Bullseye Trading offers guns, ammo, payday, and pawn loans. More info is at 660-241-5013. Support also comes from SSM Health St. Francis Hospital, offering a range of health services in the Northwest Missouri region, including 24/7 emergency services and cancer care. More at SSMHealthSt.Francis.com. Also from the Monks of Conception Abbey, praising God and serving the Northwest community since 1873 through ministries such as the Abbey Guest Center, Conception Seminary College, and the Printery House. More at ConceptionAbbey.org.
The Halftime Report, underwritten by Tri-State Ford and Lincoln in Maryville.
Bearcats down by 8 at halftime to Henderson State. Northwest Missouri State women's basketball 0-1 so far on the season. Lost by 14 points just last night to Wichita Baptist in the season opener. Elsewhere around the MIAA, one game already gone final. Sylvan, Arkansas beats Lincoln 62-57, that game being played in St. Charles, Missouri. Elsewhere in women's basketball around the MIAA, Northern State leading Central Missouri. Now, Central Missouri is good again this year. Northern State beating them by 15 points at halftime in their ball game there from Kansas City. So, interesting scores there already here in the MIAA. Full slate of games, everyone else playing some non-conference action that will begin a little bit later on this afternoon. Now, around the MIAA, brought to you by Mosaic Life Care, offering patients a cardiac scoring test, which could prevent a heart attack in patients at risk for heart disease. A full list of Mosaic services is available at mymosaic.org. Coming up later this week on Wednesday, Northwest Missouri State women's basketball back in action at home against Peru State. So looking forward to carrying that one for you on the Bearcat Radio Network, just on kxcv.org today. But we will have our game across the entire network, including 90.5 FM and 88.9 FM, coming up later this week whenever Northwest Missouri State meets Peru State on Wednesday. Then they'll be off until November 20th when they'll be at home against Maryville University as well. So those will be the last two games the Bearcats have before a bit of a break, getting ready for Thanksgiving. Then on Black Friday, meeting up with Rockhurst University as well. So Bearcats, a lot of games coming up in a short amount of time. That doesn't include just Northwest women's basketball, but that is across the board. Men's basketball playing on Sunday in St. Joseph, meeting up with Northern State there in the Hilliard Tip-Off Classic. That game being played at the Missouri Western Fieldhouse. I believe that's a noon tip-off and 11:40 pregame. And since that is the only thing we will have going on Sunday, that means that will be across the entire Bearcat Radio Network, so you can find it online on our app or on KXCV or KRNW. Also, we have football going on a little later on today. Actually, in about 10 minutes is kickoff from Missouri Western. Northwest Missouri State football, 8-2 on this season, meeting up with 4-6 Missouri Western. Big rivalry game. It's always tough when you play in St. Joseph, but this one with a little bit more on the line, the Griffins, they have a chance to knock Northwest out of the playoff picture. The Bearcats can get in, and the regional rankings stayed the way they are right now, then the Bearcats would go to Ashland, Ohio, to meet up with Ashland University a week from Saturday in the first round of the playoffs. So the Bearcats, if they can win, they have a chance to be road dogs and get something going on the road. If they lose, their season is, for the most part, done. No playoffs for the Bearcats, so you'll be sure to want to keep up with that one. We'll wrap this game up probably around 2 o'clock, and then you can flip over, listen to some Northwest Missouri State football. Hopefully get a win here from Southwest Baptist for the women's basketball team, and then get a win for Rich Wright and Northwest Missouri State football as well. And if you're in the Maryville area and want to listen to football and also head out to volleyball later on, the volleyball team wrapping up things this regular season with Fort Hays State. Bearcat Senior Day there, 3 p.m. is that volleyball match against the Tigers. So Bearcats trying to wrap things up for their seniors on a high note in Maryville later today. The Bearcats took on Nebraska Kearney on Friday and lost in four sets to that one. 3-1 was the final there. So the Bearcats hoping to get something going there and knock off Fort Hays State, try to find their way into that MIAA postseason. Just unsure where it will be with all the seedings and whatnot still to come down. And then for Northwest Missouri State basketball, for the men's side, we know where the women go from here. After this, the men will be off until they play next Friday night against Metropolitan State. I believe that's the Ryland Milner Classic. And then on Saturday of next week, they'll meet up with Truman State. So the Bearcat men have about 6 days off before things get going for them again after wrapping things up this weekend. So we are getting set for the second half of action, though, as both teams coming out for the third quarter. We'll take a quick timeout here in the Bearcat Radio Network and be back with more.
Support for the Bearcats comes from Rapid Elite in downtown Maryville, providing printing and copying of letterhead, envelopes, business cards, posters, and more. Rapid Elite also features website design, ink and toner, and UPS and FedEx shipping services. More at RapidEliteMaryville.com. And from Tri-State Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram on South Main in Maryville. Tri-State offers the region a selection of new automobiles as well as pre-owned vehicles. More at TriStateChryslerDodgeJeepRam.com or at 660-582-3677. Support also comes from Northwest Missouri Regional Credit Union, serving the area since 1933. Offering in-house decisions on auto and recreational loans within one business day, the credit union is located at the intersection of Highway 71 and East South Avenue, today, tomorrow, together. Also from King City Lumber, their post-frame and all-steel buildings can be used as homes, barns, sheds, garages, or commercial buildings. More information about design and construction is at kingcitylumber.com.
Support for today's broadcast comes from Bearcat Lumber on East 1st Street in Maryville, providing windows, roofing, siding, and doors for new home construction, as well as materials and plans for outbuildings, shops, and garages. More on Bearcat Lumber services is at 660-562-0300. And from Rogers Pharmacy in Maryville at 125 East South Avenue. Rogers provides patients and their families with medical supplies, including oxygen, CPAP, scooters, and home medical equipment. More information is online at RogersRxMV.com. Support also comes from Lanes Network One, providing computer and tablet repair, virus removal, computer sales, and in-home repair service. More information is available at 660-241-4003. Also from Pizza Ranch at US 71 and 1st Street in Maryville. Pizza Ranch's buffet is open daily and features pizza and fried chicken with all the trimmings, plus a salad bar with dessert and ice cream. More in-store or at PizzaRanch.com.
Okay. Support for the Halftime Report comes from Tri-State Ford and Lincoln in Maryville.
Just about set for the second half of action. Northwest Missouri State trying to knock off Henderson State to get win number one here in the second game of the season from Bolivar, Missouri. Bearcats a 68-54 loss just yesterday afternoon. Northwest picked 12 of 14 MIAA teams in the MIAA preseason poll. On the other side, Henderson State, an 82-73 loss to Southwest Baptist last night. Their team, they were picked to finish 8th out of 12 in the Great American Conference, led by Jill Thomas in her fifth season at Henderson State, 45-66 overall record. Came to Henderson by way of Pfeiffer University in North Carolina. Second half underway here as the inbound comes into Haggard. She gets it out to Coleman. Bearcats going right to left here in the third quarter. Haggard with it right side. Fires a pass into Tanya Meyer. Meyer, nice hands grabbing that one, but puts up a shot from well under the basket. It's off the mark, and the rebound comes down to Bree Bossier. Good job of Meyer pulling that one in. Not able to finish as she was too far under the bucket. Pink Jones in the paint. Kicks it out for Tori Thompson of Henderson State, and the three is good. Tori Thompson. She had herself quite a first half there. 12 points and now up to 15 after that three-pointer. And on the other end, a foul coming up on Henderson State away from the ball. This one will be on Bree Bossier, the senior out of Fairfield, Texas. So it'll be Jalen Haggard inbounding baseline right for the Bearcats. Gets it into Kylie Coleman right in front of the Northwest bench. Takes one dribble, picks it up. Now goes top for Tanya Meyer. Now left side for Jalen Haggard. Haggard to the top of the key. Hands it off for Coleman. 20 on the shot clock. Coleman looking inside. Now goes left side for McConkie. McConkie trying to drive by Bossier into the paint. Nice little scoop shot. It's no good, though. And the ball knocked out of Meyer's hands out of bounds. It'll stay with the Bearcats. Another offensive rebound for Northwest. They had 15 in their loss on Friday. And just as Haggard's inbounding this pass, an official stops play, and now the referee is talking about something amongst each other, but not really sure what. 8:58 to go here in the third quarter. Bearcats down by 11. The only point so far this half, a three-pointer from Tori Thompson. Now one of the referees is going over to talk with the scorer's table. Not exactly sure what they're talking about. The ball was knocked out of Tanya Meyer's hands out of bounds. They pointed to say it stayed with Northwest Missouri State. Everybody set everything up. Haggard just getting ready to throw the pass in whenever the official stopped play. Now after talking to the scorer's table, they are getting the shot clock set. That's what they were doing. Five now on the shot clock. So Haggard inbounding. Bearcats have to have some urgency this possession. It comes in for McAndrews, but it's picked off by Haley Estes. Estes hands off to Jones. Jones between the circles. Guarded by McConkie. Has a screen to her left. Takes it. Gets to the high post. Picks up her dribble. Now bounce pass for Bossier. Guarded by Meyer. Looks inside. Now back out for Henson. Henson drives in to the right block. Picks up her dribble. Guarded by Meyer. Out to Thompson. Thompson gets into the right block. She lays it up off the glass. That's no good. Offensive board for Bossier. The putback left hand is good. Bree Bossier getting in there, fighting amongst the trees, pulling down the offensive rebound, and gets the putback to make it a 13-point Henderson State lead. McConkie to McAndrews, right side. Pass into Tanya Meyer. She's fouled from behind by Haley Estes. Estes a guard, guarding the bigger power forward in Tanya Meyer, and fouled her. So you see Meyer now go to the bench and Stillman come back in. Coach Shield trying to get that right mix of forwards for his team as Haggard quickly inbounds to Coleman. Took a step in, now back out to McConkie. Now Haggard, left side, Stillman to McAndrews. McAndrews finds a wide open, Stillman goes in, left hand layup off the glass and in. A good look by Mallory McAndrews, and that's something they've been practicing too, that little slip screen where it looks like, or slip cut where it looks like you're about to set a screen, and then all of a sudden Stillman breaks to the bucket, executed perfectly. Now Stillman with a deflected pass. McAndrews picks it up, and the Bearcats force a turnover. Chance to get back within single digits, down by 11. Haggard screen to her right, couple dribbles, now hands it off for Coleman at the wing. 15 on the shot clock. Coleman to Haggard, looks inside for Stillman. Couple dribbles, bounce pass out. Stillman takes a long two-point jump shot and knocks it down. With her feet on the line, hits it. And Tanya Meyer on the bench, but she is waving the towel around, getting very much into this one as Stillman back-to-back possessions with a bucket. Pete Jones, though, on the other end, answers with the layup and extends the lead back out to 11 for Henderson. And quickly, Aubrey Benson rips off her warm-up, and she is getting ready to come back into the ballgame, as well as Zoe Hayward. McConkey with it right side. Couple dribbles off to McAndrews. She'll take a long three-pointer. Nothing but net for Mallory. Her first three-point make of the day. The Bearcats back within 8:44, 41-33. The Bearcats finding some energy here on the offensive end. Pink Jones dribbling right side into the high post. Gives it off for Tori Thompson. Thompson flips it out to Haley Estes, and a foul coming up on the Bearcats. I believe they're getting McAndrews with this one. First team foul on the Bearcats. Second personal foul on McConkey instead. McConkey and Coleman go to the bench while Hayward and Benson come in. Both of those two players provided a spark off the bench in that first half, defensively and offensively, trying to get something here as well. Northwest down by eight. Inbound pass comes in to Tori Thompson, guarded by Benson. Dribbling left side to the high post. Flips it out for Lanny Snowden, guarded by McAndrews. Dribbling right side all the way into the paint. Bounce pass across the lane is tipped, but is scooped up, and the shot put up by Branham. No good. Rebound came down to Snowden, ripped away by Benson. Benson ahead to Haggard. 6:17 to go in the third quarter. Bearcats down by eight. Benson driving, and she is fouled as she was trying to split a pair of defenders. Whew, she could have kept her dribble and not been fouled. Had a wide open bucket there, but they caught a lot of wrist and maybe some leg as she went through there, and Benson hit the deck, but she gets fouled. That's personal foul number three on Blue Jones. Inbounds pass comes into Zoe Hayward. A little bit of contact, goes up with a shot, no good. It goes out of bounds, and they're going to say it is off Henderson State, off of Northwest, even though a pair of Henderson State defenders were in front of Zoe Hayward. They're going to say it went off of Hayward. She knocked it out, so the ball goes back to the Reddies. 6 minutes to go here in the third quarter. Tori Thompson all the way down to the left block. Kicks it out for Snowden. She dribbles into the right block, out to Blue Jones. Gives it off to Estes. Estes working on Hayward. Into the paint. Goes up. Shot too short. Gets her own rebound. Goes back up again. No good. Blue Jones scoops it up. She puts it back up. No good. And they're going to say out of bounds off of Stillman. Few too many offensive rebounds on that end. The Bearcats trying to limit these possessions. But these feisty guards for Henderson State able to fight their way in there and keep the possession alive. Tori Thompson inbounds to Snowden. Guarded by Hayward, now to Jones. Jones off a screen, left block goes in, foul on Hayward, shot no good. Not much Hayward could do there as Jones had a step on her, so she gives her a bump, she misses the shot, so we'll see Blue Jones go to the free throw line. So far, no points in the day. She had 11 against Southwest Baptist. Blue Jones and Pink Jones, pair of Henderson State players, nicknames for these players. Blue Jones, her real name is Janisha, goes by Blue. Her sister is Jamisha, goes by Pink. Blue hits the free throws. Hits a free throw, I should say. 43-33 is now the score. Haggard, top of the key, goes right side for Benson, looking inside to Stillman. Goes back left side for Jalen Haggard. 12 on the shot clock. Haggard dribbling in, high post, step back now out to Benson. Benson driving on Estes, gets through the double team, lays it up and in. Nice move by Benson to get in there and split the double team that time, and she has 8 points now in the ball game. 5:05 to go. Bearcats down by eight. 5:05 in the third quarter, I should say. Plenty of time to complete this comeback. Thompson finds a cutting Estes. Estes hands it off inside for Branham. Branham goes up. Bump by Stillman. No foul called. The Bearcats. As Stillman just about to grab control of that one. She gets bumped and the ball knocked out of bounds by Estes. So the Bearcats have the ball, but we have a timeout on the floor. 4:50 to go in the third quarter. Bearcats down by eight. You're listening to the Bearcat Radio Network.
Support for the Bearcats comes from Rapid Elite in downtown Maryville, providing printing, copying, and other services such as folding, stapling, binding, and laminating, as well as supplying ink and toner. Rapid Elite also provides UPS and FedEx shipping services. More online at RapidEliteMaryville.com.
Support for today's broadcast comes from Bearcat Lumber on East 1st Street in Maryville, providing windows, roofing, siding, and doors for new home construction, as well as materials and plans for outbuildings, shops, and garages. More on Bearcat Lumber services is at 660-562-0300.
Support for the Bearcats comes from Ziegler Ag Equipment. Ziegler carries new and used tractors, combines, and sprayers, and provides equipment repairs and maintenance. Locations in Maryville, Chillicothe, and Marshall. More information at ZIEGLERAG.com. Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from Delbert's Garage at 714 North Depot in Maryville. Delbert and his team handle car and truck repairs from brakes and air conditioners to replacing engines and transmissions. Learn more at 660-562-0025.
Support for the Bearcats comes from Carpet Plus Bargain Barn on North Highway 71 in Maryville, providing carpet from Mohawk and Shaw, as well as hardwood flooring, tile, laminate, and vinyl. Carpet Plus provides estimates and arranges installation. More at carpetplus.com.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from KFC in Maryville on South Main across from Walmart. KFC offers a daily buffet from 10:30 until 8:30 p.m. and also supplies Bearcat families with original recipe, extra crispy or grilled chicken and sides for lunch and dinner.
Out of the timeout, Bearcat ball. Zoe Hayward drives in, kicks it out to Mallory McAndrews. McAndrews now to Hager, 13 on the shot clock, and a three-second violation coming up on the Bearcats. Looks like that one was Meyer. Bearcat football underway. Northwest Missouri State already in front. Jonathan Baker, a touchdown pass to Sean Bain from 37 yards out. 7-0 Bearcats leading Missouri Western. In this one, though, Haley Estes into the paint shot. No good. Gets her own rebound and puts it up and in. Estes now with 5 points. And it's a 45-35 lead in favor of Henderson State. Bounce pass off to Benson. Benson looking inside. 13 on the shot clock. Screen from Meyer gets in. She's bumped by Blue Jones, and so she will inbound the ball, and the Bearcats get a fresh 30 seconds on the shot clock. Hagrid inbounding baseline. Left inbound to Benson. Reverse layup goes up. It's good, plus the foul. Good look from Hagrid and a great finish by Benson on the baseline. So that puts Northwest back within eight as we see Henson check into the ballgame for Estes of Henderson State. That gives 10 points now for Aubrey Benson. Make it 11 as she knocks down the free throw. Big step after struggling yesterday. Turned the ball over quite a bit. She has played well in her minutes today. Northwest back within 7. 3:40 to go here in the third quarter. It is Henson driving in. Shot well off the mark. Rebound comes down to Tanya Meyer. And I believe Tanya now 11 points, 11 rebounds in this ballgame. She has back-to-back double-doubles. Hagrid with it between the circles for Northwest. 3:20 to go in the third quarter. Chance to cut into this deficit one more time as they're down by 7. Zoe Hayward right side. 10 on the shot clock. Looks inside. Left side now for Benson. She tries to fire one into Tanya Meyer. Deflected and stolen away. Snowden with it for Henderson. Pink Jones driving on. Meyer gets in. Left block off the glass and in. 8 points from Pink Jones. Not quite 18 of what she had last night. But she has 8, and it's a 9-point lead for the Reddies. 2:45 to go here in the third quarter. Benson with it left side to McAndrews. Now right side on the wing is Hagrid. Bounce pass to Meyer. She fires up a long 3-pointer. That one hits the back of the rim and is no good. It goes out of bounds off of Henderson State. The Bearcats a little lucky with that one as Meyer stepped back, fired the three-pointer, and then Henderson fumbled it out of bounds. Hagrid inbounds between the circles out to Benson. Benson drives left side, past Tori Thompson, goes up in the ball. She is tied up as she goes up for that layup by Pink Jones. That was a good play by Jones of reaching in there, snagging that ball, and tying up Aubrey Benson. Jones dribbles in to the right elbow to Thompson. Thompson drives in to the paint, throws up the floater off the back of the rim, rattles around and falls through. Well, the Bearcats have some big possessions to get back within seven. But after coming up empty a couple times, Henderson State has it back out to 11-point lead. Benson finds a cutting Tani Meyer. Meyer goes up. A little bit of contact, still lays it in through it. They are still battling, but Pink Jones flying up the floor right past the Northwest defense. Layup no good, and they're going to get a foul coming up here on Zoe Hayward. And another one of those times where the Bearcats do something good, but Henderson just beat them back to the floor on the other side. .49-40 is a score with the free throw on the way. It's good. McAndrews and Hayward head to the bench. McConkie and Coleman check in. A lot of freshmen rotating into this lineup. As the second free throw is good. And Jones subs out as Haley Estes comes back into the ballgame for Henderson State. 51-40, back to a double-digit lead for Henderson State. McConkie with it right side, looks inside. Now to Coleman, into Meyer, working in the post. Meyer goes up, off the glass, shot no good. Fight for the offensive rebound, it goes out of bounds. She got onto her belly on the floor trying to save it, tipped it, but it still trickled out, and it goes back to Henderson. Now she is a player that definitely plays with her emotions on her sleeve. But she is battling here today. Tori Thompson gets into the paint, working on Haggard. Kicks it out for Henson. Henson trying to drive past Benson. Kick out. Estes, she wants a three ball. That one well off to the left, and it comes down to Meyer. Tanya Meyer might mess around and have 20 rebounds by the time this thing is over. Benson gets a screen from Tanya, dribbles back out, hands off to Kylie Coleman, and a foul coming up away from the ball on Henderson State. So this should come as free throws, as I believe it's team foul number 6 on the Reddies, and that will send Meyer to the free throw line. Yesterday, Meyer just 1-for-1 from the charity stripe. First one here is good. She's up to 14 points. She is pretty solid a season ago from the free throw line as she knocks it both down here at 84% free throw shooter. She gets a quick breather as Mia Stillman checks in 1 minute to go here in the third quarter. Northwest back within nine. You get a couple more stops this quarter, find a way to get another bucket and be back within seven. That would go a long way to start the fourth quarter. Tori Thompson drives baseline, kick out, long three-pointer from Haley Henson, and she sinks it. Haley Henson does not take too many shot attempts, but she has made the most of them with a couple big three-pointers as the Bearcats were creeping back into the game. Back to a 12-point lead for Henderson. Haggard right side. Guarded by Bossier, gets a screen from Stillman, drives in, lane all there, and Haggard lays it in. Guys, quick move, she had a screen to her left, she went right, and the lane was wide open. Jalen's first points of the ballgame. 17 seconds to go here in the third quarter. Tori Thompson with it, picks up her dribble, cross-court pass, Haley Henson, little head-and-shoulder fake, drives in, off-balance shot on the baseline, no good, rebound comes down to Stillman. 4 seconds on the game clock. McConkie with it, pushing it ahead. McConkie to Benson. Benson fires the three at the buzzer. Just misses off the rim. Wow. That bench would have went crazy. But still, Northwest down by 10. They have a long road to hoe, but it is definitely doable here in the SBU Classic. Down by 10 to Henderson State. We'll take a one-minute timeout. Be back with more here on the Bearcat Radio Network.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from Northwest Missouri Regional Credit Union at the Highway 71 East South Avenue intersection, serving Nottoway County employees, Northwest alumni, and 19 school districts across the area. Northwest Missouri Regional Credit Union. Today, tomorrow, together.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from the Maryville Daily Forum, in print or online at MarylandDailyForum.com. The Daily Forum provides local news, sports, and information Monday through Friday. More at 660-562-2424.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from Millen Dinsdale Seed Company in Maryville and Oregon. Representing Golden Harvest Corn and NK Soybeans, Millen Dinsdale reminds you that there are no practice fields in farming. More at MillenDinsdaleSeed.com.
Support for the Bearcats comes from Rogers Pharmacy in Maryville, St. Joseph, Mount City, and Tarkio. The Rogers family has been providing Northwest Missouri families with pharmacy services, medical supplies, and home medical equipment since 1967. More online at RogersRx.com.
Well, a busy afternoon of Bearcat athletics. Northwest Missouri State women's basketball has 10 minutes to go here in the ballgame to find their way back from a 10-point deficit and a chance to get their first win of the season. Meanwhile, Northwest football also being played in St. Joseph today against Missouri Western. Basically, you win, you're in the playoffs. Right now, they are up 7-0 over Missouri Western as the Griffins are facing a third down and 17. That 7 points came on a 37-yard touchdown pass from Jonathan Baker to Sean Bain, so a good start for Northwest. We'll keep you updated on that game. Fourth quarter underway here from Bolivar, Missouri, the SBU Classic. Aubrey Benson drives in, right block, pull up, little shot off the back of the rim. Meyer there for the putback. Rebound number 14, point number 17, Tanya Meyer keeping the Bearcats around. 54-46, down by 8, they need a stop. Haley Hinson drives in to the left block, picks up her dribble, kick out for Estes. Estes goes in, out to Snowden now, into the paint, kick out. Thompson, top of the key, thought about a 3, she'll drive in, scoop shot off the glass is good. Henderson State with answers galore. The Bearcats have looked much better offensively here in the second half than they did yesterday or earlier today. But defensively, Henderson State is right there battling with them. Now inside to Tanya Meyer, and a foul coming up on Tori Thompson. If you can get her in foul trouble out of the game, that would go a long way for the Cats. But that's part of why the offense is playing so well, is you have Tanya Meyer in the rhythm, and that kind of frees up everybody else to play well themselves. Less pressure to score as much. You know you have Tanya out there doing that too, and Benson picking up a big part of that slack as well. And Meyer just throws it away, trying to get it to Coleman. It's tipped off of Haggard, and it'll go out of bounds instead off of the Reddies. Lanny Snowden stuck her arm in there and tipped it away. Meyer thought she had it cutting Coleman. Coleman didn't see it coming, and it nearly got knocked out off Northwest, but Henderson State tipped it out of bounds. Bearcats down by 10, 9 minutes to go. Coleman right side. Couple dribbles, now looks inside, out to McConkey. Left side for Benson, 12 on the shot clock. Tries to get it to a cutting Meyer, and is rejected, and Pink Jones has it coming the other way. Layup off the back of the rim, no good. Snowden has it, saves it back in bounds to Jones. Jones goes up one more time and lays it in. Henderson State giving the Bearcats plenty of opportunities, but Northwest not taking advantage as they are back down by 12. Benson with it right side, gets a screen from Meyer, dribbles into the high post, free throw line, picks up her dribble, gives it off to Coleman. Coleman all the way in, right block, layup, too strong off the glass, it's no good. Coach Shield just folds his arms, and not much you can do about that when you had to look. Coleman just not able to finish. 8:07 to go in the game, Northwest down by 12. Bossier high post, looks inside to Jones posting up. Now they go right side, Thompson. Thompson dribbles back up, high post. Gives it out to Pink Jones in the corner. 5 on the shot clock, Jones. Spin move, that was a heck of a play, but she missed the shot. The rebound comes down to Tanya Meyer. A great spin move to get open in the paint. She lays it up, and it rolls off the front of the rim. Haggard ahead to Benson, right wing. Benson and Meyer, head and shoulder fake like she's going to take a 3, drives in, and she gets fouled as she was flying past Bossier. Second foul on Bree Bossier. Second team foul on Henderson State. Bearcats still down 12 as Coleman checks out and Zoe Hayward's back in the game. Stillman will also check in. And Tanya Meyer will get a breather. McAnders with it left wing. 22 on the shot clock and a timeout coming up here for head coach Buck Shield, Northwest. Looking to come back from this 12-point deficit. We'll go ahead and take this 90-second timeout with them. You're listening to the Bearcat Radio Network.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from Hope Lutheran Church in Maryville and the Lutheran Campus Center next to the Northwest Alumni House. Hope Lutheran offers families and students weekly Bible study, worship, and fellowship. More at MarylandHope.org.
Support for today's broadcast comes from Oak Point in Maryville. Their memory care program offers residents emotional and social support, art, music, pet therapies, and more. More at 660-562-2799 or at oakpointmaryville.com.
Today's broadcast is brought to you by the City of Maryville, home to Mozinga Lake Recreation Park. The park offers residents and visitors 8 fully furnished lakeside rental cabins, as well as a hotel and new conference center opening in 2018. More at MozingaLake.com.
Support for today's game comes from Tri-State Ford Lincoln on South Main in Maryville. Tri-State offers the region a selection of new Ford and Lincoln automobiles, as well as pre-owned vehicles. More at GoTriState.com or at 660-582-3677.
Support for today's game comes from Compass Dental Group in Maryville. Doctors Bruce and Teal Twaddle and Dr. Brian Viertaler provide braces, implants, same-day crowns, and general dentistry. More at 660-582-2273 or at CompassDentalGroup.com.
Support for today's Bearcat broadcast comes from the Student Body Screen Printing and Embroidery on 4th Street in Maryville. The Student Body provides Bearcat fanware and custom screen printing and embroidery for teams, clubs, and businesses throughout the Bearcat Nation.
58-46 to go. Northwest trailing by 12, 7:22 left. Zoe Hayward inbounding in front of the Northwest sideline. Gets it into the corner to Stillman, guarded by Weber. Back up to Hayward. Hayward back to Stillman. Looks inside. Back between the circles. 7 on the shot clock. Hayward with it in the corner. Dribbling in. They're going to get her for a double dribble in the corner. The Bearcats turn it over for the 15th time today. Meanwhile, Henderson State, they've done a good job. Only 10 turnovers. One of those in the second half. So really, good job after turning the ball over so many times in the first half of taking care of it here in the second. 6:58 to go, and an offensive foul coming up here on the Reddies. I believe this is a moving screen on Lexus Weber. Haggard crosses midcourt. Bearcats going right to left. Fourth quarter, trying to get their first win of the season. Henderson State also 0-1 coming into this ballgame. Head and shoulder fake from Haggard. Gets a screen to her left, and an offensive foul coming up as Stillman sets a moving screen for the Bearcats. Had a chance to go right by if she'd have stayed, kept herself steady instead, kept herself moving, and so Stillman gets called for the foul whenever Haggard had a step on her defender. Snowden in the corner. Dribbles past McAndrews. Gets into the paint. Floater is good, plus the foul. Snowden tosses up the floater, gets bumped, and the freshman from Van Buren, Arkansas, will head to the free throw line. Laney Snowden now 2 of 4 shooting from the field in this ballgame. 4 points with a free throw on the way, and that is foul number 4 on Zoe Hayward. Freshman from Leavenworth, Kansas, has done a lot of good in this game, but you also still see some of those freshman mistakes. Another one right there as Snowden knocks down the free throw. She has 5 points now. And Haggard walks it up across midcourt. Takes it right side, hands it off for McConkey. McConkey starts to dribble into the elbow, and an offensive foul on Northwest once again. It is Stillman setting the moving screen one more time. We've had more fouls on moving screens in the last minute or two than you see in most games, as that is personal foul number 4 on Mia. And the Bearcats find themselves their largest deficit of the day, down by 15. Pink Jones dribbles into the left block. Back up top for Snowden, working on McAndrews. Up to Estes, guarded by Benson. Into the block, goes up, shot off the glass, no good. Rebound comes down to Arbery, pushing the other way. Now Benson will wisely slow it up as Henderson State got numbers back on the other end. Hands it off for Haggard. Screen to her right from Meyer. Looking inside. Bearcat offense has done good when Myers got in the action. She hasn't touched in a few possessions. Now McAndrews had a quick look from three inside to Tanya. Working on Jones. Goes up right hand off the glass. No good. Rebound comes down to Pink Jones. Pushing the other way. A 3-on-2 here for Henderson State. Kick out. Three-pointer. Haley Henson knocks it down one more time. Haley Henson. A lot of daggers in this game to slow down Northwest comebacks. And in that time, maybe to put Northwest out of it for good as the Bearcats down by 18. With about 5 minutes to go. And a timeout on the floor for head coach Buck Scheel. A 60-second timeout. We'll take this one with them. Bearcats down 64-46. You're listening to the Bearcat Radio Network.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from the Nellestein Vein Institute. Dr. Michael Nellestein and his staff specialize in the treatment of various leg ailments, including varicose veins, spider veins, leg pain, and blood clots. More information is at thenvi.com.
Today's broadcast is brought to you by Pitsenberger Auto Body in Maryville, providing auto collision repair and taking the dents out of accidents. Pitsenberger's also installs Ultimate Truck Bed Liners. More at 660-582-4599 or pitsautobody.com.
Support for the Bearcats is provided by Miller Financial and Insurance Center in Maryville. The Miller brothers offer assistance with investments and retirement planning, as well as insurance protection for your farm, home, and auto. More information is at 660-224-2300 or millerfinancialandinsurance.com.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from your local family-owned Orslin Farm and Home, with more than 30 stores throughout the region. Orslin provides customers with the tools and materials necessary for jobs on the farm, in the garage, or at home. More information at OrsulinFarmHome.com.
5:20 to go in the ballgame. Northwest trailing 64-46. Bearcat basketball on the Bearcat Radio Network, brought to you by Mosaic Life Care, Carson Sports Grill, and Northwest Cell. As coming out of the timeout, Bearcat shooting 35% for the game, 17 of 48. Looked better offensively, 17 points, 15 rebounds from Tanya Meyer. But on the other side, Henderson State shooting 48% from the field and playing very well in this one. Haggard to Benson, top of the key. Benson gives it off to McConkie, looking inside for Meyer, working hard against Jones. Up top to Haggard. Haggard trying to cross over Weber, gets inside, goes in, layup, right hand off the glass is good, plus the foul. Haggard's second bucket of the ball game makes it 64-48. Free throw on the way. Couple dribbles, shot on the way. Off the back of the rim, no good. Aubrey Benson pulls down the rebound, kicks it out. Haggard wants a three ball. This one nearly banked in, no good. Meyer with the rebound. She'll kick it out. McAndrews for a three, no good. Long rebound comes down to Snowden, and Henderson State will clear it out. Couple chances for Northwest. Could not finish it there, though. Jones walks it up for Henderson State. Screen from Thompson. Gives it off to Haley Henson. Head and shoulder fake. Will drive in on Haggard now to the right block. Goes up. Shot no good. And the rebound comes down for Meyer. Up to 17 rebounds in the game for Tanya. 4:30 to go. 64-48. Tanya inside, guarded by Weber. Shot. She was too deep under the bucket, off the backboard, and no good. Northwest running out of time in this one. Jones picks up her dribble, high post. Gets it out to Thompson. Thompson screened to her left from Weber. Goes inside to the paint. Floater off the rim, no good. And the rebound comes down to Benson. Aubrey ahead to Jalen. Haggard dribbles left side, goes right to Benson. Inside to Meyer, guarded by Henson, and they're going to get her for an offensive foul. She was backing down the much smaller Henson, as you see Meyer listed at 5'10". Henson 5'6". A post player against a guard, and not really a shoulder getting lower, just kind of moving herself underneath, and Henson hit the floor, and the foul was called. 3:48 to go in the game. Pink Jones brings it up for Henderson State. Gives it off to Blue Jones. Gets past Haggard. Pass tipped by Stillman. It goes inside to Bossier, though. Jones gets a rebound. And we have a foul coming up on Northwest, and Blue Jones going to the free throw line. That is the 15th foul there on Northwest Missouri State. So, in the bonus are the Reddies. That's personal foul number 2 on Haggard as the free throw comes. And it is good from Blue Jones. On the floor now for the Bearcats is Haggard, Benson, McConkie, Stillman, and McAndrews as the shot goes down. On the floor for Henderson State, Bossier, Blue Jones, Pink Jones, Henson, and Snowden. Haggard right side for Benson. Benson, it's in the paint, goes in, left hand layup is good. Aubrey Benson, 13 points today as the Bearcats are down by 16. Between the circles, Bossier goes right, gives to Snowden. Looks inside, now up top for Henson, and a foul being called on Stillman, and that is number 5. The freshman fouls out for the first time in her career as the Bearcats trailing by 16. And head coach Buck Shield just asking the official, why is it a foul on one end and not on the other? He might be referring to Tanya Meyer just slowly backing her way down, getting called for the offensive foul, and not the same thing on the other end for Henderson State. And the free throw from Bossier is good as Shield talking to the official. She walks away to the other end in front of the Henderson State bench, and he is still having this conversation with her. That is 3:12 to go in the game. First free throw is good. The second one as well. As that puts Bossier well into double digits. 68-50 the Henderson State lead. McConkie gets it. Goes baseline. She gets bumped and fouled. So Mallory McConkie will head to the free throw line. Conkey today, only 2 points in the ball game. We have a timeout on the floor, so we'll go ahead and take it with them. 30-second timeout. You're listening to the Bearcat Radio Network.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from Tiffany Care Centers. Tiffany offers in-home services such as housekeeping, laundry, personal care tasks, licensed nurse visits, and respite care for people throughout Northwest Missouri. More at tiffanycare.com. Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from Barnes Baker Automotive, serving North Missouri for more than 75 years. Located on Oklahoma Avenue in Trenton, Barnes Baker provides a full line of Ford cars, trucks, and SUVs. Their inventory of new and used vehicles is online at barnesbakerautomotive.com.
Well, Bearcats trailing by 18. Henderson State has pulled away in this one. Back and forth ball game for much of the contest. Bearcats got back within 7 there in the third quarter, but Henderson State hit a couple big shots, expanded it back to double digits, and they really expanded the lead here in the fourth quarter, 68-50. Free throw, though, good there from McConkie. She has 3 points in the ballgame, 5'9" freshman from Guilford, Missouri, went to South Nottoway High School, knocks down both free throws. Player averaged 20 points per game, 7 rebounds per game for her high school team. 3 minutes to go. Pink Jones brings it down the floor, and she gets fouled by McConkie. And so that'll be more free throws coming as Henderson State in the bonus the rest of the way. Bearcat football also going on right now. The Bearcats leading Missouri Western 7-0 on a touchdown pass from Jonathan Baker to Sean Bain. As the first free throw goes down, second one for Pink Jones is good. Jones, a 5'9" sophomore from Fayetteville, Arkansas. She has 14 in this one. Tori Thompson, a 19 for the Reddies. As Aubrey Benson all the way down, lays it up and in. Benson still battling with 15 points now. Bearcats down 16. Left side, Haley Henson sets the screen on. Gets a screen on Haggard. Now dribbles right. Gives it off for Snowden. Snowden into the paint. Picks up her dribble. Pass out to Henson. Tipped by Haggard. Henson scoops it up though. Drives in. Out to Snowden. Long three-pointer is good. Lanny Snowden had a big three-point play near the end of the third quarter. That comes up with a big tray right there. 73-54. Benson, she thought about a three-pointer for Northwest. Dribbles to the elbow. Back up to Haggard. Trying to answer with the three. Off the front of the rim, and it still falls through. And the Bearcats get a timeout of their own. Now down by 16. We'll take this one with them. You're listening to the Bearcat Radio Network.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from the Bearcat Booster Club, impacting every Northwest student-athlete by providing a source of funds to improve athletic equipment for teams and programs. Membership information is available at bearcatsports.com.
Today's broadcast is brought to you by Heinlein Home Furnishings at 1411 South Main in Maryville. Heinlein provides furniture and flooring for every room in the house, as well as mattresses. More information is available at HeinleinHomeFurnishings.com.
16-point lead in favor of Henderson State. 2:06 to go in the ball game. After this one, Bearcats back home on Wednesday against Peru State. Then they have some time off until Monday, November 20th. They meet up with Maryville University, then off until after Thanksgiving. On Black Friday, they meet up with Rockhurst. That game against Rockhurst will be played in St. Joseph at Missouri Western's Fieldhouse. Pink Jones brings it up, guarded by McConkie. Henderson going left to right here late in the fourth quarter. Gives it off to Snowden. Snowden dribbles in, 15 on the shot clock. Out to Henson, a little pump fake, try to drive past Haggard. She drug that pivot foot and the turnover on Henderson State. 1:48 to go. The Bearcats trying to get some sort of spark, show some life late in this ballgame. Benson, top of the key. Guarded by Branham, drives in. Left-hand layup is good. It was a bit of a big game for Aubrey Benson. We saw her last year do a good job of getting to the bucket, not always finishing, struggling with free throws, but she has done all of those things very well today. As Pink Jones forces a shot on the other end, it's no good. Blue Jones right there to clean it up, and the sister lays it in. Pink Jones missed. Blue Jones there with the offensive rebound makes it 75-55. For Henderson State, but on the other end, Tawny Meyer gets a pass from McConkie, lays it in, it's good. Tawny Meyer approaching 20 points on the day, and we have a 60-second timeout on the floor for Northwest. Head coach Buck Shield trying to coach his team up, get back in it. We'll take this one-minute timeout with them.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network is provided by the Monks of Conception Abbey, praising God and serving the Northwest community since 1873 through the ministries such as the Abbey Guest Center, Conception Seminary College, and the Printery House. More at conceptionabbey.org.
Today's broadcast is brought to you by Younger Auction Company. Auctioneer Mark Younger and his team simulcast online live auctions in all states. Younger Auction Company specializes in real estate, farm equipment, collectibles, and antiques. More at youngerauction.com. Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from FSB Mortgage, providing first-time and veteran homebuyers assistance with financing needs to fit a budget. More information from Jeff Farlow, 816-233-7400. FSB Mortgage, a division of Farmers State Bank.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from the Nellestine Vein Institute. Dr. Michael Nellestine and his staff specialize in the treatment of various leg ailments, including varicose veins, spider veins, leg pain, and blood clots. More information is at dnvi.com.
Well, Bearcat basketball on the Bearcat Radio Network brought to you by Rapid Elite, Bearcat Lumber, and Ziegler Ag Equipment. Northwest trailing by 14, 1 minute, 8 seconds left to go. Pink Jones walking the ball up the floor for Henderson State. They're going to get their first win of the season, improved to 1-1. Bearcats will drop to 0-2 overall as Jones high post picks up her dribble out to Haley Henson. Guarded by Haggard into the left block. Trying to get a post move up. Wrap around pass. Snow thrown out of bounds. They're going to get Haggard for a bump. A few interesting calls here late in this ball game as we're wrapping this up. Only 50 seconds left. We're calling that foul. So we will see Haley Henson go to the line to shoot some free throws. The first one in and out. Personal foul number 3 on Haggard. Second free throw off the front of the rim, no good. Rebound for Meyer. Outlet out to Jalen. Jalen with it, right side. Dribble behind her back. Goes left side for Benson. Left wide open is Tanya Meyer. Good find by Aubrey. Layup for Tanya. She is up to 21. If my stat keeping is correct, there's a good chance it's not, but I have her down for 21 points. 75-63 is the lead for Henderson State. Henson drives in, left block, kick out for Snowden. Snowden gets it, dribbles right, bounce pass inside for Branham. Branham back out to Snowden. 10 on the shot clock, 18 on the game clock. Henson driving in. They got to get one shot up to prevent the shot clock violation. And a 3-second call on the floor. 3-second violation on Henderson State, so 11 seconds left. Inbound into Haggard. Bearcats down by 12. Haggard dribbles in, gets baseline, tries to go up, reverse layup, heaves one up, no good. Branham pulls down the rebound, and that is how this one comes to a close. 75-63, Northwest Missouri State falls here in this second game of the SBU Tip-Off Classic. After going 2-0 here last year, they go 0-2 here in 2017. We'll go ahead and take a break. We will be back with more here on the Bearcat Radio Network.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from Bomley Auto Sales. Bearcat alumnus Joe Bomley has been providing late model program vehicles and pre-owned cars, trucks, and SUVs to the area since 1983. More at BomleyAuto.com or on the lot at 5 Mile Corner, south of Maryville.
Today's game is being underwritten by the Northwest Foundation, providing support for the Northwest Alumni Association and the university's funding needs since 1971. More information is available on Facebook or online at nwmissouri.edu/alumni.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from Mosaic Life Care, offering patients a cardiac scoring test, which could prevent a heart attack in patients at risk for heart disease. A full list of Mosaic services or their 60 clinics in Missouri and Kansas is available at mymosaiclifecare.org.
Support for today's Bearcat broadcast comes from Carson's Sports Grill, located on the Maryville Square. Carson's is open for lunch and dinner and offers a selection of sandwiches, appetizers, and more for dine-in or carry-out. More at 660-582-2699.
Support for the Bearcats comes from Northwest Cell, located at 1218 South Main in Maryville. Along with nationwide coverage, Northwest Cell carries a full line of iPhones, iPads, and Androids. More information on plans and devices is at nwmcell.com.
Support for the Bearcats comes from Shelter Insurance, providing coverage for auto, home, life, and business, 24-hour claims assistance, and insurance reviews. More info is available from Shelter agents Brad Ford of Maryville, Craig Thompson of Albany, Jody Nelson of Savannah, and Larry Olinger of Mount City. Today's broadcast is brought to you by Brown Shoe Fit Company in Maryville. Located in the Mary Mart Shopping Center, Brown's offers footwear from Under Armour, Sperry, Asics, Chaco, as well as fashion boots for women. More at 660-582-4641.
Bearcat Radio broadcasts are brought to you by Championship Motors in Maryville across from Walmart. Championship offers late model pre-owned autos and conducts vehicle searches upon request. More at championshipmotorsllc.com or 582-8800.
Support for the Bearcats comes from Pizza Ranch at US 71 and 1st Street in Maryville. Pizza Ranch's buffet is open daily and features pizza and fried chicken with all the trimmings, plus a salad bar with dessert and ice cream. More in store or at pizzaranch.com.
Support for Bearcat Radio Network comes from SSM Health St. Francis Hospital, offering a range of health services in the Northwest Missouri region, including 24/7 emergency services and cancer care. More at SSM Health St. Francis.
Well, Northwest Missouri State falls to 0-2 today with a 75-63 loss to Henderson State. Bearcats had a good showing early in this game. They got down in the first quarter, battled back, took a lead. Henderson State made a bit of a run there, extended that lead there in the second quarter to lead the Bearcats by 8 at halftime, and then ultimately open it up to a 12-point win. Bearcats down by as many as 18 at one point in this contest. Just couldn't get the stops when they needed them to and had some chances to mount some comebacks, but you got to credit Henderson State for being able to come out and knock down shots when they had to. So the Bearcats fall on this one 75-63. We'll go ahead and take a break. When we come back, we will go over stats and have more from you, more from Bolivar for you. You're listening to the Bearcat Radio Network.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from Shelter Insurance, providing coverage for auto, home, life, and business, 24-hour claims assistance, and insurance reviews. More info is available from Shelter agents Brad Ford of Maryville, Craig Thompson of Albany, Jody Nelson of Savannah, and Larry Olinger of Mound City. And from Steve and Dan Miller at Miller Financial and Insurance Center in Maryville, providing investment management and retirement planning as well as insurance protection for your farm, home, and auto. More information at 660-224-2300 or millerfinancialandinsurance.com. Support for today's game also comes from Nellestein Vein Institute. Dr. Nellestein served Northwest Missouri for 20 years and specializes in the treatment of leg ailments including varicose veins, spider veins, restless legs, leg ulcers, and blood clots. For a consultation, 816-291-4149. Also from the Student Body Screen Printing and Embroidery, located on 4th Street in Maryville. The Student Body provides Bearcat fanware as well as custom screen printing and embroidery for teams, clubs, and businesses throughout the Bearcat Nation.
Support for today's game is brought to you by MTE Office Center, with locations in Maryville and Cameron, providing computers, printing, networking, furniture, and office supplies since 1935. More information at mteoffice.com or on Facebook. And from Compass Dental Group in Maryville, Drs. Bruce and Teal Twaddle and Dr. Brian Veer-Toller, provide braces, implants, same-day crowns, and general dentistry. More at 660-582-2273 or CompassDentalGroup.com. Support also comes from South Paul's Veterinary Clinic in Maryville, offering medical, surgical, and dental care for small breed pets. South Paul's encourages responsible pet ownership and preventative health care. More at 660-582-7387. Also from Northwest Campus Dining, offering Chick-fil-A and the J.W. Jones Student Union. From chicken sandwiches to their new frosted lemonade, Chick-fil-A is open to Northwest students and the Maryville community. More information is at nwcampusdining.com.
The Bearcat Postgame Show, underwritten by Championship Motors in Maryville.
Well, the Bearcats fall today 75-63, still winless in this early campaign on the season. Bearcats have a chance to bounce back and get win number one, though, coming up on Wednesday. Bearcats back home against Peru State College. That's a 7 p.m. tip-off there from Bearcat Arena, so good chance to come out. If not, tune into the Bearcat Radio Network. We'll be carrying that one for you as well, with pregame beginning at 6:40. Taking a look at this one, though, Northwest shoots 53.3% from the field overall, and that comes thanks to a strong second half. The Bearcats were well below 40% shooting in that first half, but then they came out 7 of 13 in the third quarter, 8 of 15 in the fourth quarter to shoot 53% for the ball game. Also able to knock down some three-pointers there in the second half, just a couple, but overall, 3 of 15 from deep. That's something you don't expect to see out of this team with as many good shooters as they have on this team. From most of the freshmen through, you look at McAndrews and Meyer and the rest of the players there. They have a lot of players that can shoot well from deep, and when they kind of hung around and knocked some teams off last year, they're knocking down three-pointers. They're knocking down three-pointers in the SBU Tip-Off Classic a season ago. That's what helped lead them to a 2-0 start. Just not falling really today or yesterday for Northwest. 3 of 15 from deep, 24 of 59 total from the field. One thing that was a big improvement, the Bearcats were right around 50% from the free throw line yesterday. Today, 12 of 14. Tawny Meyer goes 4 of 4 at the charity stripe. Mallory McConkey goes 2 of 2. Zoe Hayward 1 of 1. Aubrey Benson 5 of 6. And then Jalen Haggard 0 of 1. So if you shoot 12 of 14 from the free throw line, that's usually pretty good stats for yourself, getting some free ones there at the charity stripe. Bearcats were out-rebounded in this one 35-31. It was a little bit more skewed toward Henderson State's side at halftime, but the Bearcats fought back and did a good job on the glass in that second half. Overall, Northwest led by Tanya Meyer, 21 points, 18 rebounds. That is her second straight double-double. Start off the season with 10 points, 11 rebounds yesterday. Gets another double-double here today. She had 12 of those as a junior, so a good start for her, and hopefully not slowing down at all as this season goes along. Also, 17 points coming from Aubrey Benson. A good showing from Aubrey after struggling a little bit off the bench in the opener. 17 points, 6 rebounds, 6 of 9 shooting. And the big part is, too, she put up a couple three-pointers. She's not much of a long-range shooter. But when she gets to the rim, she can do some very impressive things, and we got to see that today. 6 of 9 shooting, 17 points, 6 rebounds, 5 assists as well. That is a pretty good line for her. She did turn the ball over 5 times, and that is a glaring point that they are still working on. But a good showing from Benson coming off the bench and giving the Bearcats some good minutes here today. After that, Northwest scoring drops off 7 points for Jalen Haggard. She knocked down a 3-pointer in the contest. 5 points coming from Zoe Hayward. 6 points from Mia Stillman as well. She ended up fouling out in the basketball game. 5 points from Zoe Hayward, 3 points from Mallory McAndrews, who was 1 of 5 shooting, got the start today, and 4 points from Mallory McConkey. McConkey also pulled down a pair of rebounds in the game as well. On the other side for Henderson State, 19 points from Tori Thompson on 8 of 10 shooting. Thompson was very good, a good job of getting into the paint quite a bit as well. Pink Jones, 14 points. Bree Bossier had 12 points on the day as well. Northwest, good job of turning them over in the first half with 9, but only 4 turnovers for Henderson State in the second half. They took care of the ball, and that's what helped them balloon that lead up to 18 points at one time. The Bearcats gave the ball away 18 times on the day today. So the Bearcats fall by 12, 75-63, 0-2 now on the season. Henderson State improves to 1-1. We'll take a break. Be back with the Extra Effort Award. You're listening to the Bearcat Radio Network.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from Delbert's Garage at 714 North Depot in Maryville. Delbert and his team handle car and truck repairs from brakes and air conditioners to replacing engines and transmissions. More at 660-562-0025. And from Brown's Shoe Fit Company in Maryville, located in the Mary Mart Shopping Center. Brown's offers footwear from Under Armour, Sperry, Asics, and Chaco, as well as fashion boots for women. More at 660-582-4641. Support also comes from Pitzenberger Auto Body in Maryville, providing auto collision repair and taking the dents out of accidents. Pitzenberger also installs Ultimate Truck Bedliners. More at 582-4599 or pittsautobody.com. Also from Millen Dinsdale Seed Company in Maryville and Oregon, representing Golden Harvest Corn and NK Soybeans, Millen Dinsdale reminds you that there are no practice fields in farming. More at MillenDinsdaleSeed.com.
Support for today's Bearcat broadcast comes from the city of Maryville, home to Mazingo Lake Recreation Park. Mazingo Lake offers outdoor recreation activities such as boating, fishing, hiking, and equestrian trails. More information on Mazingo is at MazingoLake.com. And from Northwest Audiovisual, providing customers with sales, design, service, and installation of surveillance and security systems for homes and businesses, as well as paging and public address systems. More at 660-853-2319. Support also comes from Bomley Auto Sales. Bearcat alumnus Joe Bomley has been providing late model program vehicles and pre-owned cars, trucks, and SUVs to the area since 1983. More at BomleyAuto.com or on the lot at the 5 Mile corner south of Maryville. Also from Rapid Elite in downtown Maryville, supplying ink, toner, shipping services, and website design. Rapid Elite also provides design and printing for business forms, brochures, booklets, letterhead, and more. More online at RapidEliteMaryville.com.
The Bearcat Postgame Show, underwritten by Championship Motors in Maryville.
Well, welcome back into Bolivar, Missouri, the SBU Tip-Off Classic wrapping up today. Northwest falling 75-63 to Henderson State. Time for the Extra Effort Award, and today pretty easy pick as the Bearcats get another double-double from Tanya Meyer, 21 points, 18 rebounds. She did that on 8 of 17 shooting. 1 of 2 from 3-point range, also knocked down all 4 free throws attempts that she took. 7 of her rebounds also came on the offensive end, so kept some possessions alive, and that's something the Bearcats have been able to do here early in the season, is battle on the glass, and she's been at the front of that both of the games that she's played in here for Northwest at this SBU Tip-Off Classic. And the Bearcats have so many young players rotating in that if she can find a way to get herself in the groove night in and night out, then that opens everything else up for the rest of this offense, because she's going to be drawing a lot of double teams, which means a lot of open looks for some other players and taking some pressure off too. The Bearcats know who that scorer is going to be if Tanya's putting up points like that, so less pressure on McAndrews or Benson or the freshman to step up and carry that burden. So Tanya, 21 points, 18 rebounds, has a chance to continue to do something special. Led the MIAA in scoring last year with 19 points per game. Also averaged 9.9 rebounds per contest as well. So well on her way to averaging a double-double throughout the league play this year as well. Bearcats, you can't overlook what Aubrey Benson did as well. 17 points, 6 rebounds for her as well. Also dished 5 assists. Good job tonight of going out there and just kind of playing her game and keeping the Bearcats in it. So Aubrey Benson, Tanya Meyer, helping Northwest out, 21 points and 17 points apiece. We're going to take a break. Be back with more. You're listening to the Bearcat Radio Network.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network is underwritten by Edward Jones Financial Advisor J.R. Kurz, offering retirement and investment advice on the Maryville Square at 119 East 4th Street. More information is available at 660-582-7196. And from Pizza Hut in Maryville. In addition to specialty pizzas, pastas, and wings, Pizza Hut offers a daily lunch buffet from 11:30 to 1 and Tuesday nights from 5:30 to 7. Dine-in, carry-out, or delivery is available. More online at pizzahut.com or in-store at 732 South Main in Maryville. Support also comes from A&G Restaurant at 208 North Main in Maryville. A&G provides a sit-down menu, banquet rooms, and catering. More information is available at 660-582-4421 or online at agrestaurant.com. Also from U.S. Bank, providing banking services to Northwest students and the community. U.S. Bank is a proud supporter of Bearcat Athletics and Northwest Missouri State University. More on their products, services, and locations is at usbank.com.
Support for the Bearcats comes from Tiffany Care Centers. For 40 years, Tiffany has been caring for the people of Northwest Missouri in their homes or at one of their nursing and rehab centers in Oregon, Maryville, Mount City, or Rockport, or at tiffanycare.com. And from the Northwest Missouri Coalition for Roadway Safety, encouraging drivers to avoid texting, making phone calls, or other distractions behind the wheel to create a safer roadways throughout the region. More information is available at savemolives.com. Support also comes from Bearcat Lumber on East 1st Street in Maryville, providing windows, roofing, siding, and doors for new home construction, as well as materials and plans for outbuildings, shops, and garages. More on Bearcat Lumber Services is at 660-562-0300. And from Bomley Auto Sales, Bearcat alumnus Joe Bomley has been providing late model program vehicles and pre-owned cars, trucks, and SUVs to the area since 1983. More at BomleyAuto.com or on the lot at the 5 Mile Corner south of Maryville.
The Bearcat Postgame Show, underwritten by Championship Motors in Maryville.
The Bearcats fall today 75-63. They fall to 0-2. Their next game coming up on Wednesday as they will meet up with Peru State. And then a couple days off then after Thanksgiving, they'll play on Black Friday against Rockhurst in St. Joseph, that being played at the Missouri Western Fieldhouse. So a few opportunities for the Bearcats to claw back, get some wins, find themselves back up to 500 before we reach December. And hopefully they can just kind of keep grinding and keep doing just that. A lot of other Bearcat sports going on here today. Right now, Northwest Missouri State football in the second quarter against Missouri Western. This one a 14-0 lead for the Bearcats. They got a score early on, a 37-yard touchdown pass from Jonathan Baker to Sean Bain. And then Emmanuel Jones punched in a touchdown run a little bit earlier here in the second quarter. So the Bearcats up 14-0 right now. Jonathan Baker, 5-of-9 passing, 72 yards, one touchdown, no interceptions. Sean Bain, 3 catches, 44 yards to lead the Cats, and Missouri Western being limited to just 66 total yards in this ballgame so far. So Northwest chance to keep on rolling, win this one, get into the playoffs, and just kind of see where it goes from here. But we'll keep you updated on that one. After this ballgame's over, click on the other feed on KXCV.org or tune in to our app on KXCV KRNW app, or even tune into 90.5, 88.9 on your radio dial, and you can catch that Northwest Missouri State football game. Also later today, volleyball taking on Fort Hays State. That one, a tip-off coming at 3 o'clock. A chance to get a win there on senior day for the Bearcats. And then on Sunday, the Northwest Missouri State men's basketball team taking on Northern State from Missouri Western. A noon tip-off. We will have pregame coming up at 11:44. That one right now, though, chatting with the Bearcat head women's basketball coach Buck Scheel after today's ball game. Coach Scheel, hear me all right?
No, I can't.
Oh, well, let's get this sorted out
for
you.
Oh, there we go. No.
Better?
Yep, now
good?
I got you. Nope, lost you.
Lost?
Yeah.
Good?
Yeah, I got you.
Live radio. You got to love it, right?
That's all right. That's all right.
75-63 loss in this one. Tell me about the differences for the offense today as opposed to yesterday of just getting Tawny involved and how that changes things.
Well, you know, we were able to kind of expose how they were guarding our ball screens. And she did a much better job that second half of being more physical and being more aggressive when she was getting position in there. But at that point, it was kind of too little too late. She let that physicality early in that first half really just kind of get in her head a little bit, and she finally got to that point where she wanted to fight back and compete back, and when she did that, she had more of a presence in there. You know, she only had two points in that third quarter, but then, like I said, finally got upset enough to want to try to take control that second half or into that fourth quarter. But you know, for us defensively, it was a really tough matchup for us with their guards. They were bigger and quicker, which didn't help from the start, but then they were more aggressive than we were. We weren't very aggressive defensively with our positioning, with our footwork and things like that. And so, you know, those are all major teaching points that we have to grow from. And, you know, we'll attack that stuff these next couple days.
Well, I kind of felt like a couple times, too, that you get some momentum, you hit a couple big buckets, but as soon as that layup falls through the hoop that they're running to the other end and, you know, just a couple players, you don't think about it, but they beat you back down the floor,
yeah.
Get that transition bucket. And
for them, that's what they do. They really get out and they really push the ball. And, you know, for us, what would happen is if we had a bad turnover or maybe missed a shot or something went wrong, we would kind of put our heads down and just stop. And you can't do that. You can't do that, number one, against a team like this, but you can't do that against anybody. And, you know, those are those areas where our young kids have to grow, and those are areas where our upperclassmen have to be leaders and step up and have more of a presence in those situations.
You see Aubrey Benson come off the bench, and yesterday struggled, but today it found herself a little bit of an offensive rhythm. Still had five turnovers in the ball game, but got downhill, got some shots, and distributed too.
Yeah, you know, she finally started to get much more aggressive in that second half compared to the first half. And once that happened, you know, she was able to get some layups as well as just get to the free throw line. And, you know, at the end of the third quarter there, she's got 11, and at that point adds a few more there in that fourth quarter. And so, you know, for her, we got to get her playing more aggressive, more consistent basketball. And, you know, she's a kid that's been up and down these past 2 years as a freshman and as a sophomore. And now that she's a junior, that's unacceptable. And, you know, that's one of the areas that we've talked with her about, we will continue to talk to her about, because, you know, with freshmen, you never know what you're going to get out of them. Plain and simple, that's how it's going to be all season, and I understand that. But what we have to have is more consistency out of our upperclassmen with what they're good at. They need to be really good at what they're good at night in and night out.
Well, kind of turning past this one, Peru State coming in on Wednesday, so chance to kind of shake this and get things rolling in the right direction.
Yeah, you know, that'll be an interesting game. They're, you know, obviously an NAIA team out of Nebraska, play a lot of zone, kind of have a limited roster, but they've won several games already. And so we're going to have to make sure that we come out and we're competitive right from the get-go, because a lot of times against those teams that want to really slow you down and play that zone defense in the half court can really kind of put you to sleep and control the pace of the game. And so for us, we're going to have to make sure that we're really aggressive against them offensively, but then for us defensively, we have to be a lot more aggressive and a lot tougher than what we showed as far as consistency over this weekend.
Coach, we appreciate your time. We'll talk to you again on Wednesday.
Thank you.
It's Buck Scheel, Northwest Missouri State head women's basketball coach. The Bearcats fall today 75-63. Coach Scheel's postgame interview underwritten by Bowen Auto and Truck Parts. Services include brake and suspension work as well as a driveline facility. Bowen Auto and Truck Parts located at 10th and Mitchell in St. Joseph. Family owned since 1951. More at 800-292-6546. We'll take a break and wrap things up here from Bolivar on the Bearcat Radio Network.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network is provided by Farmers Mutual Insurance Company of Nottoway County, insuring homes and farms in Northwest Missouri since 1891. Now also offering renter's insurance and options for first-time home buyers. Agent information is available at fmnottoway.com. And from Carlson Seed in Blanchard, Iowa. Carlson Seed's been family-owned since 1973 and distributes DeKalb Asgrow seeds, chemicals, precision planting products, and more. More at carlsonseed.com. Support also comes from East Hill Shopping Center, the Belt and Frederick in St. Joseph. East Hills provides an indoor shopping experience that is filled with retail stores, name brands, a carousel, and numerous dining choices. More at shopeasthills.com. Also from Maryville State Farm Insurance agents Carrie Myers and Kevin Neal, providing insurance and financial services at 121 West Lincoln and directly behind Applebee's at 305 Larry Lane. More at 562-3882 or 582-3512.
Support for the Bearcats comes from Gardner Family Dentistry in Maryville. Dr. Jeff Gardner and his staff specialize in treating the whole family with a focus on kids of all ages. Other services include implants, crowns, and general dentistry. Now accepting new patients. More at MarylandSmiles.com. and from Losh Optometry, providing treatment for eye health conditions including diabetes, glaucoma, and macular degeneration through diagnostic technology, as well as fitting specialty contact lenses. More information is available at 660-241-5001. Support also comes from your local family-owned Orscheln Farm and Home, serving the Midwest for more than 50 years. Orscheln supplies tools and products for the farm and ranch, lawn and garden, automotive, and more. More information is available at OrschelnFarmHome.com. Also from the Maryville Daily Forum, in print or online at MarryvilleDailyForum.com. The Daily Forum provides local news, sports, and information Monday through Friday. More at 562-2424.
Support for the Bearcats comes from Bullseye Trading in Maryville, located at 1115 East 1st Street, open 10 a.m. to 6 p.m. Monday through Saturday. Bullseye Trading offers guns, ammo, and payday and pawn loans. For more info, call 660-241-5013. And from Ziegler Ag Equipment. Ziegler carries new and used tractors, combines, and sprayers, and provides equipment repairs and maintenance. Locations in Maryville, Chillicothe, and Marshall. More information at ZIEGLERAG.com. Support also comes from Carpet Plus Bargain Barn on North Highway 71 in Maryville, providing carpet from Mohawk and Shaw, as well as hardwood flooring, tile, laminate, and vinyl. Carpet Plus provides estimates and arranges installation. More at carpetplus.com. Also from Consumers Oil Company in Maryville. Since 1928, Consumers has been supporting farmers in Northwest Missouri by providing refined fuels, feeds, and propane. More information is at ConsumersOilMaryville.com.
The Bearcat Postgame Show, underwritten by Championship Motors in Maryville.
Well, Northwest Missouri State women's basketball falls today 75-63. They are now 0-2 on the season. Meanwhile, Northwest Missouri State football trailing 14-0. That's going to wrap things up for us here from Bolivar, Missouri. You can tune into Bearcat football across the Bearcat radio network, including 90.5 and 88.9. This segment for Bearcat Radio Network brought to you by KC Beer Company, brewer of German-style lagers and ales. Brewery founder and Northwest graduate Steve Hawley used imported German malts and hops along with traditional old-world brewing methods to help achieve authentic flavor. More at kcbier.com. Big thanks to our engineer back in the studio, Kyrese Devine, for everything today. I'm Matt Tritton. So long from Bolivar, Missouri.